this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Armed with a generous supply of Sharpie markers, President Trump has signed another batch of executive orders, including one directing the release of all records pertaining to the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations.
And everything will be revealed.
Mr. Trump also pardoning more than 20 pro-life activists prosecuted, some of them jailed by the Biden Department of Justice. Speaking of pro-lifers, thousands in Washington today for the annual March for Life.
This year's theme is Life, Why We March. Scheduled speakers at the pre-march rally near the Washington Monument include Vice President J.D. Vance, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and professional surfer Bethany Hamilton.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. A procedural vote clears the way for a final Senate vote on Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary.
A simple 51-49 majority vote was all it took to get Hegseth past cloture and on his way to confirmation by the GOP-controlled Senate. A vote is expected on Friday. Allegations of past marital infidelity and alcohol problems were enough to switch moderate Republicans Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins into the no column. Supporters say Hegseth, a decorated war veteran, will help President Trump return the military's focus to keeping America safe and away from woke ideology. Bob Agner reports.
President Trump visits storm-ravaged North Carolina today, as well as wildfire-stricken Southern California. Southeast Louisiana roads still hazardous following this week's winter storm. Drivers are urged to stay off the roads if they can. A Seattle federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. The president vows to appeal. And another group of hostages due for release tomorrow by Hamas. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 75 points. NASDAQ futures are off 45. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief, for Relief Factor.
Good morning, it's Friday, TGIF. 6:03 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck?
And good Friday morning, everybody. Everybody looks good so far this morning. Going south on the VW Parkway, and we've had a look between Arundel Mills Boulevard and currently looking at the ramp at Route 32. The parkway is open. Traffic northbound from Powder Mill Road coming up from the Capitol Beltway. The lanes are clear. Beltway with a good start. Very quiet on the JFX. Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels and all the interstates feeding inbound to 695 right now with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Clear and cold starting off this Friday. The afternoon high today only hitting 34 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the west, and clear tonight with a low down to 12. Not much of a change tomorrow. Sunny day with a high in the mid-30s. Then temperatures will run closer to average on Sunday with a cloudy sky and a high headed to 42. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's another balmy day outside. Aberdeen has 17 degrees. Ellicott City right now has 11 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Two men dead after separate shootings in East Baltimore. In the first shooting, a 37-year-old man was shot and killed in the 2700 block of Pelham Avenue around 11:15. That was on Wednesday evening. The second, a 35-year-old man died after he was shot in the 100 block of West 25th Street shortly after 6:30 yesterday morning. A man is facing charges following a shooting that left another man dead in West Baltimore. Police say Joshua Austin was responsible for the December 27th killing of Tyrez Countess in the 2100 block of Jewett Hill Avenue. Austin arrested on Monday night when he bailed out of a vehicle the police were following in connection with a domestic-related assault and carjacking in Baltimore County. There's been a spike in cold-related deaths in Maryland in recent weeks. The state health department reports 12 additional deaths related to the cold weather, bringing the winter season so far to 24. Eight of the deaths were reported in the week ending on January 18, the other four from the previous week. The two dozen cold-related deaths so far this year compares to 70 during all of last year. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 109. Your pick 4, 7065. And coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back. And they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Mark Andrews communicating publicly for the first time via Instagram yesterday since his drop on Sunday night. Wrote he was, quote, absolutely gutted by what happened as his teammates offer continued support and the GoFundMe page started by two members of the Bills Mafia continues to grow to over $120,000 raised. A quick snippet of the Instagram reads as follows, quote, I'm devastated for my teammates, my coaches, and Ravens fans. I pour every ounce of my being into playing at the highest level possible because I love my team and the game of football like nothing else. Video from Hard Knocks shows Lamar supporting his teammate on the Ravens sideline right after the play.
And you lose by two.
It's all us, bro. We're a team, bro. We're a team. It's all us, bro. It ain't just you.
And Ravens head coach John Harbaugh offering this at his press conference on Wednesday.
I'm going to tell you what, like Mark Andrews is one of the very best football players, one of the most committed football players. Nobody cares more about the success of this football team than Mark Andrews.
Coming up at 6:35, a big win for the Terps on the road, and the Caps are on a roll. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, January 24, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Top stories coming up for you this hour. The juvenile crime escalates in the state. Vinny Schiraldi says, it's the media's fault.
Take a look at the federal judge has blocked Donald Trump, President Trump's birthright citizen citizenship executive order. But the top story for you this hour is the Maryland GOP is pushing back on Governor Moore's budget and tax plan. Now, of course, we've got a $3 billion budget deficit, and they're trying to balance that on the backs of Maryland's highest income earners. Governor Moore claiming the rich will pay, the rest will save in his 2026 budget proposal. Moore described his tax reforms as simpler, fairer for the majority of Marylanders, lower. He's claiming 82% of taxpayers will receive a cut or see no change to their taxes. The governor estimates that low-income families will receive $300 a year, and middle-income families will save $173 a year, but that is a claim that Maryland's Republicans are disputing.
This deal seems to be getting worse and worse. Every Marylander will pay more in some sort of tax or fee combined under this budget.
Yeah, Republican lawmakers are arguing that the governor isn't just making cuts, he is simply moving money around.
And if we eliminated the additional blueprint spending that we started, what would the budget deficit be? $700 million.
There's $60 million to study the red line. I mean, has this thing not been studied enough?
That's a House Minority Whip.
So true.
Delegate Jesse Pippy, it is true. Additionally, they say for every tax break, Bruce, there's a new burden in total, counting 18 tax and fee increases, including raising the sports wagering tax rate from 15 to 30%. They're doubling that. The table games tax rate goes from 20 to 25%. The cannabis tax rate from 9% to 15%. Also, reducing student debt relief eliminating itemized deductions in the state and imposing that 75-cent fee on delivery orders from large retailers like DoorDash, Amazon, Walmart, etc. Look, this is this is obviously just smoke and mirrors.
Do you think Jeff Bezos is going to pay this 75 cents? No. No. Marylanders are going to be paying that. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the idea somehow that the rich will simply sit there in their seats and say, oh, okay, take some more of my money, is naive. The Democrats continue to operate under the theory that economics is static. It's not. It's dynamic. And when they see taxes, if they're high enough, they'll leave. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. Goodbye.
And that's what happened under the millionaire's tax. Yep. Now it's going to be happening under the half millionaire's tax. But listen, this is happening already. Donald Trump, the president, is going to do everything he can to tackle inflation. But it's going to take a while for that to come down. But it's already a very tough economy with the inflationary cycle. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. We're now seeing BGE gas and electric rates are climbing to the tune of $26 a month. The Board of Estimates just approved nearly a $40 a month increase to water bills. We're getting hammered with property tax increases. Personally, mine went up 33%. I just talked to a friend of mine. His went up over 40% property taxes. And again, that delegate, this is State Senator Justin Reedy. He says they're still addicted to spending in Annapolis.
They just got a double whammy.
Why don't we fix what's broken with state government? And that is our addiction to mandated spending and programs.
But we can't because, you know, we have a progressive governor and we have a progressive supermajority in the state of Maryland coming up next. If you have a home outside of Maryland and you live there for any length of a period of time, they're coming after you next. We'll explain.
613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County, there's a report now of a minor wreck. Haven't seen it yet. Outer Loop University Boulevard, so it's after New Hampshire Avenue. And if you're coming up the hill from 95 over toward 29, we'll be watching to see if we get a delay there. So far, 29 and over to Georgia Avenue, the pace still looks to be pretty good. So it could be on the shoulder, but we'll get an update from the state police in that area. Sean, there's a fire call near your old house.
Where's
Yale
that?
Avenue, Yale Avenue and Eldon.
Oh, Eldon. Yeah, I grew up on Eldon Road.
Right, I know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they just pulled up there, so some equipment is on Yale Avenue and also for the side street there on Eldon Road for the traffic between the midpoint, the Yalu River between Beachfield and Irvington. 34th parallel, as we used to call that. Both the tunnels are still good to go. JFX, you're clear south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be sunny today with a high of 34, overnight clear, and still continue cold down to 12. Tomorrow, sunny and 35, but it starts to warm up over the weekend. By Sunday, it'll be cloudy and 42. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 19 in the city, 22 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. And according to France's culture minister, the Louvre is leaking. Apparently, the Louvre in Paris is deteriorating, and the building is no longer watertight. How do we find out? It was a leaked memo.
The memo got leaked.
You know it's bad when the memos are leaking inside the Louvre.
Mona Lisa was seen raising her skirt.
You ever heard of the corpse flower?
Oh, yeah, that's
the one that stinks.
Yeah. It's attracting thousands of visitors while it briefly blooms at the Royal Botanic Garden in Sydney, Australia. Now, first question I have is
why?
Why would visitors and tourists want to go smell a thing that smells like a corpse?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so that way they're well informed if they actually come across a corpse.
Maybe.
That's what it smells right. It smells like a flower.
I did ask somebody who did smell the corpse flower once. I said, what does it smell like? He said, the Cleveland Browns. President Trump. President Trump released the letter Joe Biden left for him at the desk of the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. Americans were obviously very curious to learn what Biden wrote to Trump. So was Biden.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did write it. I hope somebody lets him know.
You know, he didn't pardon all these people. You know, these were the Justice Department people pardoning themselves.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is selling his Florida mansion, $150 million.
Well, bad news for it.
Yeah, just built it. And apparently bad news for Tom right now. And in Florida, some of the market prices are a little deflated.
Yeah,
that's right. Miami's one of them.
Yeah. So it's just, but you know, there are other parts of the state that are really, it's gotten real expensive now to move to Florida.
Brookville.
Anyway. Well, the insurance rates, the homeowners rates went up because of all the hurricanes.
Right. And I imagine that because of the increased demand as well. You know, a lot of folks moving out of New York, New Jersey, et cetera.
Yeah. Some of the prices went down. Tampa went down a little bit. Orlando, a little just too much inventory.
Right. New study out says smartphone use among teenagers leads to hallucinations, detachment from reality, and aggression. Parents should be on the lookout for these types of behaviors when they occasionally glance up from their smartphones.
Yes.
I mean, I see people now go out in restaurants, and husband and wife are both on their phones scrolling.
Yeah, right.
There's no communication.
Mm-mm.
You know, they're just
they're texting
eating,
each other.
They're texting each other. They're eating dinner.
Excuse
and
me?
Scrolling their phones. The Oscar nominations are out. Actor Carla Sophia Gascom is the first transgendered person nominated in the Academy Award.
All right.
For you Democrats, there goes the 28 election.
Yeah.
Just saying. Hey, it's National Peanut Butter Day. More on that coming up in our Chuck's Food News segment.
He'll tell you more right now, Chuck, but it's stuck to the roof of his mouth.
Right. Hey, you know, there's the rumor mill is just really heating up the whole political bandwagon right now. The latest is, have you heard that Kamala Harris might be headed for divorce?
I'd heard this.
Harris reportedly blaming Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, formerly the second gentleman, as dead weight for her crushing election loss.
Really? It's his fault?
It's his fault.
Well, he just learned the husband lesson.
Apparently, the honey-do list went largely abandoned.
Yes. Item number two was, help me win the election.
Yeah.
He didn't get there.
So they might be on the rocks. Following up that rumor with another rumor that Barry and Big Mike might be on the rocks. And
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, the rumor is Jennifer Aniston had an affair with Barack Obama. Now, she's feeding the frenzy. I don't have any idea whether this is true or not. But she's feeding the frenzy by eliminating all the comments from her Instagram account. Because people are running wild with it.
Wow.
And
maybe,
remember,
Big Mike and Kamala could hook up.
Big Mike missed the inauguration. Big Mike missed the Carter funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry was there. So who knows if there's any truth to that. Third rumor we're hearing is that Bill Clinton may leave his wife, Hillary, for Monica Lewinsky. So the rumors.
That's beyond the pale. That's all right. That's just, that's one bridge too far there, sport.
No, I don't think so. She's not very pale.
She's a nice lady.
Right. Yeah. You said a mouthful.
No, she is a nice lady. She was taking advantage. Yes, she. I've had a number of conversations with her. She's a nice lady, taken advantage of by Bill Clinton. She was young, very naive, and this should not follow her around for her entire life.
Yeah.
Point of view.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, maybe there's some solace there. Who knows?
Yeah.
Finally, this is from this is just great. Anti-Trump anchor Jim Acosta, a.k.a. Abelio, reportedly is threatening to quit CNN for his demotion to the graveyard slot.
After midnight.
Yeah. little Eric Clapton song there.
Yes.
Wolf Blitzer is going to replace his morning time slot, so Abelio is upset over at CNN. Maybe he'll go the way of Potato Head and see what happens.
But that guy keeps popping up. Yeah, but they're about to lay off like 100 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see where Byron Allen, you know who he is.
Yeah.
He laid off all those weather people.
Oh, really?
Did you see that?
No.
Like 100 TV stations that he runs or owns or whatever. All the on-air weather people gone, too.
Okay.
Well, he's going to replace it with his national service, isn't he?
You've got the Weather Channel.
Yeah,
to
right.
Have somebody record and send the weather instead of a local person.
Well, guess what? They do that in radio all the time. It's called voice tracking.
Of course, I know that.
Yeah, so it's happened in radio decades ago. Now TV's finally catching up.
A lot of folks don't know this, but actually Chuck is voice tracked. He laid on everything about 6 months ago. It's about time for him to get back in the studio and record another six months.
I said that if you take Chuck's traffic reports from last winter, they're remarkably similar.
Yeah, it was cold and traffic was bad.
Right. Don't give anybody any ideas up front, for God's sake. Next thing you know, I'll get a call.
Now listen, by the way, Sean said today that...
All right, Reddy Johnson, we'll see you in a couple, 6:21.
Yeah, Reddy Johnson, that's me, boy.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Thank you, Kristen.
A little after midnight action there. That's for Abelio Acosta over at CNN. Now in the graveyard slot.
Hey, he's still working.
He dug his own grave. Got a little backhoe there.
Yes.
Pardon the expression.
Leave Monica Lewinsky out of this.
Okay. I knew he was going to go there. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
By the way, here's what the report sounds if you're voice tracking for traffic. On the outer loop, and we go tunnel. Okay. That's
well
my
done,
impersonation.
That's
one.
Really well done.
I told you, don't get any ideas.
That was just really
I go, we all go.
That was so good. He's so good at that.
There's a new wreck. Anne Arundel County. Route 32 at Route 170. Could be a little road blockage there. They're still looking at the fire call in Irvington at Yale Avenue at Eldone Road. So if you're traveling locally there, fire department is still there. They had a little bit of smoke in a building at that location. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway was minor. It's on the shoulder, backed up a little bit on the outer loop at University Boulevard going into Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It's going to be mostly sunny today. And 34, the expected high overnight, clear back down to 12. Right now, 17 in Forest Hill, 18 in Pasadena. We were talking about, look, I applaud the press conference yesterday by the Maryland GOP leadership for calling attention to this stuff. But yeah. And again, that's always a good thing. And the media did cover it for the most part. But the problem is, you know, again, I always ask myself, what would Democrats do? Because Democrats always seem to take it to the next level. You know, they either it's some kind of street theater or some kind of guerrilla tactics or whatever. And I think that's what Republicans need here in this state. Stop playing nice. You know, stop playing by the rules. Stop having this, you know, this buttoned up press conferences. And yes, they're all full of vim and vigor and fire and fury. But then it's over. And then what happens? They just get voted out or voted down. So we need some folks in Annapolis who are street fighters. That's what we need. And right now, there's not a heck of a lot of them. The latest Democrat scheme here in the state is that Jim Rosapep, Democrat Marxist Prince George's and Enrolled Counties, told Fox 45 yesterday he now believes it is time to go after the part-time residents in the state to close tax loopholes and end the budget gap. And he said, quote, basically, we've got people that have two or three homes in different states, and some of that is trying to avoid paying Maryland tax.
Yeah, duh.
If they're in Maryland for a bunch of time this year, then they're still getting our services. Folks that send their kids to public schools, some of these people are not paying their fair share of taxes. So they've introduced a bill now that would modify the residency classification of individuals who spend more than 90 days in Maryland annually. Current state law requires a person to reside in Maryland for at least 6 months to be considered a resident for income tax purposes. They're now going to drop that. Again, if you spend more than 90 days in Maryland, you'll now have to be on the hook for income taxes for the state.
Now, it's interesting to see how that's going to square with the other states where people happen to have their full-time homes. If they have a part-time home here and they're paying full-time taxes in some other state, that's making that work is going to be a real challenge.
Yeah, well, what about if you are if you're in the state to take care of a sick family member? Or maybe you have to manage a family emergency. Sometimes they can take more than 90 days. Or you're here for a short-term work assignment and you're residing in the state. Maryland, now, not only are they chasing people out of the state, now they want to keep people out of the state because of this kind of stuff. Boy, you talk about, look, we're headed, we often said that Maryland is the Massachusetts of the Mid-Atlantic. They're now fastly becoming the California of the East Coast. There's no doubt with, and there's a lot of similarities between Gavin Newsom and Westmore, in my opinion.
What happens eventually, of course, is that the people who have had, you know, the people who are able to have two homes, that they have a home in North Carolina, a home here, a home in Florida, one here, whatever the case might be, then they're going to say, well, I'm taking all of my business out of the state as well. If you're going to do that to me personally, guess what? There's a good employee base here in whatever state it happens to be. I'll just hire new people here. I'll bring a couple of people from Maryland with me, and we'll just say see ya, because that is what happens from this kind of attitude, is people have a reaction to it. They're going to say, well, I'm just not doing that. I own a small business. I employ 23 people. Guess what? My small business is now in Asheville, North Carolina, or it's in Jacksonville, Florida, or in Dallas, Texas, because there are people who want to work, just like there are people here who want to work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at it, and he is lowering the corporate tax rate in the state in his budget proposal. But again, all of this stuff, trying to desperately hang on to business, but you're chasing businesses out. You're chasing wealthy or, you know, the higher earners out of the state.
The wealthy are gone.
But guess who's funding and owning the businesses in the state of Maryland?
Right. Those individuals.
Exactly. So if you're making it inhospitable for wealthy or whether it's a half a millionaire or a millionaire to set up shop, to do business, to invest in the state, then you're taking all that money and you're pushing it in other states, whether it's Delaware, Pennsylvania. One of our listeners makes the point, Doug says, the Maryland state budget is about $68 billion a year. Pennsylvania has twice the population. What is it, five times the size of Maryland, it is? Their budget's $47 billion. How does a state with twice the population and five times the area, how come their budget's $47 billion and ours is $60 billion? It's corruption is what it is. This is the tax and spend. That's because you have some responsible Republicans in the state of Pennsylvania. They at least have a say. I think they control the Pennsylvania General Assembly right now, or the legislature there, but not here. Here you have a supermajority of tax and spend progressive Marxists. They're going to send this state down the proverbial drain, like the state of California. Beautiful state, but I wouldn't want to live there now.
No,
and for many Marylanders, they're having to make the same difficult choices now. Get your thoughts on this, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. 6:30 time for the latest news headlines, and here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. There's been a spike in cold-related deaths in Maryland in recent weeks. The state health department reports 12 additional deaths related to the cold weather, bringing the weather season so far to 24. Eight of those deaths reported in the week ending January 18, the other four from the previous week. The two dozen cold-related deaths so far this year compares to a total of 70 during all of last winter. 17-year-old boy hospitalized in serious but stable condition after a stabbing at a high school in Severn. Police say this happened yesterday morning at Meade High School. This resulted in the school being placed on lockdown. Police still searching for the suspect. The cause of a house fire in Dundalk that claimed the life of an elderly woman was due to a faulty extension cord. That's according to fire investigators who have ruled Wednesday's fire at a home along the 1800 block of Marshall Road as accidental. Victim has been identified as 74-year-old Janet Pereira. And Baltimore Gas and Electric customers can expect to see a slight increase in their utility bills beginning next month. This comes after the PSC approved a Baltimore Gas and Electric proposal to allocate gas supply costs among customers. The average customer bill will increase to about 30 cents per month, or by about 30 cents per month, according to the utility company. And Maryland, one of the most expensive states, by the way, in which to buy gasoline. That's according to AAA, reporting a statewide average of $3.35 for regular unleaded. Prices in the same in Washington County, while it's a bit higher in Anne Arundel. Pennsylvania, Illinois, California, Maryland, among the highest states for regular unleaded gasoline. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Something that puzzles me is how seemingly intelligent people can come up with the most imaginative answers for where people go when they die. And before you say, well, as a Christian, your idea of heaven also seems a bit Pollyannish, I would answer, that may be, but at least it's consistent. I glean my views of heaven from the Bible, acknowledge widely as the Word of God. And who other than God would know what heaven is really like? Now, you can disagree with that if you want. It's your prerogative. But again, the source is consistent and widely accepted, as opposed to the man in the street interview, which will elicit a different response from each person you ask. And what imaginations people have. He's knocking a hole in one on that big golf course in the sky. She's singing and dancing like she did down here. The whole gang's up there now having a beer together. If the people who create their own ideas of heaven are right, then I haven't lost anything. But if I'm right, then they have lost everything. And that's quite a price to pay for being wrong. This is Pastor David Lewis at a Moment of Truth.
Pick three lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 109. Your pick four, 7065. And now at 6:33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Early ride to both the Harbor Tunnels, still in good shape, nothing major, 895 and 95 clear, and then the ramp traffic is okay at 95 Russell Street, Camden Yards, that interchange there as you're moving downtown. Eventually out towards 95 in the Beltway in Arbutus, all the lanes are open heading down through the Howard County line. In Anne Arundel County, minor wreck, Route 32 at the intersection at 170, and a good trip early, nothing major right now through Annapolis, clear from the Bay Bridge, most of the traffic westbound, and open over towards the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold starting off this Friday. The afternoon high today only hitting 34 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the west, and clear tonight with a low down to 12. Not much of a change tomorrow. Sunny day with a high in the mid-30s. Then temperatures will run closer to average on Sunday with a cloudy sky and a high headed to 42. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Mark Andrews via Instagram yesterday communicating for the first time since the drop on Sunday night, saying he was absolutely gutted by the outcome and thanking fans around the country for their love and support. The GoFundMe page started by two members of the Bills Mafia now has grown to over $120,000. No surprise here, but Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson and running back Derrick Henry have been named finalists for NFL awards. Jackson seeking his third MVP award, while Henry is up for his second Offensive Player of the Year award. Here's Ravens General Manager Eric DaCosta on the King.
I'm just so grateful that Derek chose us last year. Came in and just, I can honestly say, like, his attitude and the way that he played was amazing to watch. And just his relationship with his teammates, his humility as a player, his work ethic.
Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, and Jared Goff are also finalists for both awards. The winners will be announced on February 6th. One other Ravens note, Kyle Van Noy now going to the Pro Bowl for the first time in his 11-year NFL career. Elsewhere, the head coaching carousel continues in the NFL. One day after pulling his name for consideration for the Jags head coaching job, Bucks offensive coordinator Liam Cohen did a 180 and accepted the position. This now leaves the Cowboys, Saints, and Raiders still in the hunt for a head coach, and Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken is still available. On the ice last night, the Caps continue their five-game road trip in Seattle.
Tight spaces to Protas. One more! Fine stop there by DeCord on Dubois. Loose biscuit. Score! It bounces in for Protas.
Alexi Protas with number 20 on the year, and Joe B with the call on Monumental. The Caps would defeat the Seattle Kraken 3-0 the final. Ovi would get an empty netter, number 875 of the career. He is 20 away. On the hardwood last night, the Maryland men went to Champaign, Illinois to take on the Fighting Illini.
Pass, steal, deflect, to bring it up.
Gillespie drives it on. Oh, tic-tac. Toe from Queen to Reese.
Man, they took care of business. The big guys, FS1, had to call Julian Reese with 27, Derek Queen with 25. Terps roll, 53-point second half, 91-70 over Illinois, their first true road game win of the year. And finally, the Maryland women let a 10-point first quarter lead slip away, beaten by 12th-ranked Ohio State, 74-66. Local college basketball last night, Towson winning their fifth straight, 83-67 over NCAA&T, and UMBC overcomes a 15-point deficit and beats UAlbany on the road in overtime, 92-87. The final, Bryce Johnson, a team-high 23. Time now is 6:37. When we return, we're going to play a new game. It's called, Is Gary Stein the Idiot?
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Yes. Okay. couldn't even let me get it out.
No.
This is a fun game, and you guys are going to like it. Okay, and I so know I already know the answer.
You
okay?
will like it.
You will like it. All right, so here's the context of it, okay? Right. And I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. I'm not going to even address the vitriol directed to Mark Andrews because that's just ridiculous and unacceptable. But there's a lot of people on social media I've been reading that say that he can't come back next year.
What?
That Mark Andrews cannot come back. You can't come back from this. This is a Lee Evans moment. Okay, Lee Evans was cut almost immediately after he dropped that pass in 2011. This is a Billy Cundiff moment. He could not come back to Baltimore after the field goal miss. So how can people on social media, how can Mark Andrews possibly come back? You should hear these things. Trade him. Let him go off.
Are these
$14 million is too much for the cap.
Are these people welcoming Lamar Jackson back next year?
Yeah, of course.
Based on his fumble, based on his interception?
Right, but it wasn't the play.
That's all part of the game.
Okay, so anyway, so here's the game. Okay, the game that we want to play is Gary Stein the Idiot. I completely disagree with that. There is no comparison between the Mark Andrews drop and the Lee Evans drop. Lee Evans drop happened with 20 seconds left to play. That lost the game. Okay, Mark Andrews drop, the Ravens still had to do a two-point conversion. There was still 1:33 left to play. The Bills still had timeouts. They still have Josh Allen. So I just don't get it.
No,
this guy is one of the greatest Ravens in history.
I would say the body of work for Mark Andrews versus Lee Evans are completely different.
Absolutely.
And I think so. I wouldn't say, you know, I would disagree. I don't think you're an idiot on this issue.
Oh, no. Okay. So no, I'm not.
Hold on, but on this issue. On this issue. There you are. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a caveat.
Yeah, there's always a caveat.
There's always a caveat.
With me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And him.
Quick question.
Yes.
These postseason awards, are they factored in just regular season, or do the postseason games count as well?
The postseason games do not count.
So then Lamar has a good chance.
The writers voted, yeah, before. Exactly. Right. Okay. Yeah, he's got a good chance. Yeah, he's got a 50-50.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
All right.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Sean's on the Eastern Shore.
Morning, Sean.
Morning. Just a quick question. I know BGE rates went up. I have Delmarva Power. My power literally doubled in January of this year from last year. And so I'm maybe you had other callers that call in with the same complaint or whatever about the cost of doing business maybe in Maryland. I have a sneaky suspicion that BG&E and Delmarva Power are part of just the cost of doing business in Maryland's gone up for them because of taxes, so there are takes out on us. Have you got any comments from callers about that?
Yep, we've got. Well, we also took away energy choice in the state of Maryland, so you now can no longer choose your electric company. You're stuck with BGE in this state. So the electric choice, at least you could shop in previous years, but that's gone. That's going to raise prices as well. But we'll throw it out there, Sean. Thanks for the call. See if anybody else is having the same experience as you are in the Eastern Shore with Delmarva Power.
You're talking about Jim Acosta just a minute ago. This is just a wonderful exchange between Congressman Tim Burchett and Acosta that happened yesterday. Listen to Burchett talk about exactly how popular Acosta is.
This is not Fox, Congressman. You can't just spin a tail and pull the wool over people's eyes.
Yeah.
This is CNN. This is the news.
And that's why more people are watching the Cartoon Network SpongeBob reruns right now, Jim. Look, I left the White House during a riot. My life was threatened. My life has been threatened within the last few weeks. Yet there's no coverage of that. And you all continue this narrative of attacking Trump. You just can't stand the fact that he won and that America spoke.
Congressman,
your view is very diminished.
Yeah. There's SpongeBob Squareface.
Yes, so there you go.
Abelio Acosta.
Off to midnight.
Way to go, Tim. Yes. Love that guy from Tennessee.
Yes. Now, there's a lot of talk. This federal judge decided that, in his view, the Birthright Citizenship acts that Donald Trump has taken to put a curb on this stuff, clearly unconstitutional is what he had to say. Well, maybe and maybe not. He's hardly the only expert on the Constitution. There are an awful lot of people who would argue that no, it's simply being misread. And I'm not talking about folks like us, Sean. I'm talking about people with great legal minds who have been reviewing the 14th Amendment and why it's there and what it means ever since it was drafted back in the 1860s. Glenn Grothman, who is a congressperson, says that the 14th Amendment had one specific purpose.
I want to point out that in the 14th Amendment, it does not say all persons born in the United States become citizens of the United States. It's all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
That is the key phrase. More from Glenn Grothman coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, it's 6:43. Traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
That area of the Beltway at the Curtis Creek Bridge, still in good shape. The drawbridge is down, so between Ordnance Road and Quarantine Road, the lanes are open. Still a good pace right here at both the harbor tunnels. Everybody's going into the tunnels southbound. No problems there. The northbound traffic is clear as well. Coming up from the Steel Bridge through the Toll Plaza at Child Street, looks like we're doing okay without too much of a problem there on the northbound side. In the meantime, JFX, Ruxton Road, you're doing okay moving south towards downtown. A little slow now on the Beltway west side. That one area is beginning to fill in quickly between I-70 and the ramps at Frederick Road. Anne Arundel County, they're still working on the wreck at Route 32 at Route 170. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Weather Channel says sunny today, 34, back down around 12 tonight. Then it starts to warm up over the weekend. It'll be sunny, 35 on Saturday, 42 and cloudy on Sunday. It's 19 and cloudy in Parkville, 17 in Glen Burnie. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Johnson.
I want to buy 8 hot dogs, but no one sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12 hot dog buns. So I end up paying for 4 buns I don't need because some big shot over at the Wiener Company got together with some big shot over at the Bun Company and decided to rip off the American public.
So there.
Yeah. Well, but we got more texts and emails on that issue yesterday, more so than any other issue we talked about here on
the
show.
We're on top of the
and we did
hot
find
topics
out
here. Yeah.
Several of our listeners said there are some hot dog companies that make 8-packs of hot dogs to go with the 8-packs of buns and the 6-pack or whatever the case may be. So you can find the right mix and match, but you got to mix and match them.
Yeah, so you two folks can have an 8-pack ab, as well as Shauna Singer.
One of our listeners did say that, don't you guys have one big dog with 2 buns? And I said, yeah, Chuck Whitaker.
Chuck Whitaker. He's
with
us all the time.
100%.
Yeah. Boy, did I see that coming. Now that son of a bitch is in the middle of center field someplace, because I just knocked it out.
It's National Peanut Butter Day. Smooth or crunchy?
Crunchy.
Crunchy. I like both.
Yeah, I do too. Maybe I do a little triple decker. You do a little smooth. Do a little jelly. What kind of jelly? Grape, strawberry.
Yeah, grape.
Actually, I like strawberry preserves. I like the chunks.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
And then do a little crunchy on the other layer.
I also like orange preserves.
Yeah. You ever have a fried peanut butter sandwich?
Woman? Come on now.
Orange preserves.
Yes. Okay. Well, marmalade, not preserves. Marmalade.
Right. Marmalade. There it is. Now we go.
Do you like toast and marmalade for tea?
I don't have tea.
Remember who did that song?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know.
You just said you did.
I'm not paying attention.
Folks, it's very revealing sometimes what pops up on this show.
He had intern Rin play Tin. All of his music.
Yes, really. I had Chuck choose all my music.
That's right. The music never stops when Chuck's around. Yes, Taco Bell is launching the new cheesy dipping burritos nationwide. Take your burrito and dip it into some queso. Good stuff.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack in the Box is on the trend with a new chicken Caesar wrap. So only 450 calories for a chicken Caesar wrap. All right. So that's pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be all right.
From Why Would They, we have Progresso. You've heard of Progresso Soup?
Yes.
This is amazing. Progresso Soup Drops.
Yeah.
These are soup lozenges. Yeah. It says, soup you can suck on.
Yep.
That is... Okay, yeah. We got to get them as a sponsor.
Yes.
So I'll leave this for our illustrious sales department. Maybe we'll get around to it next year. Who knows? But the
soup you can suck on. That'd be a nice traffic report sponsor. Brought to you by soup you can suck on.
Don't like the traffic? Suck on this.
All right, put your people to work, Chuck, on this one. Progresso soup drops are priced at just $2.49 per can. All right, so soup you can suck on.
Okay. Right. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me put my other earphone on. Did you say it was in a can?
Yes.
These are actually drinking it in a can while you're driving or doing whatever?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It looks like a... They say you put the soup drops in, I guess you add water or something, and it transforms into a savory stew.
Oh,
so, yeah.
You put the soup drops in.
Is this innovative, or is it just strange?
Strange.
Yeah. Okay.
Strangely innovative.
I would try it first before I make my judgment.
Right. Go right ahead.
Anything like
Thank
that.
You.
Because you know what? Number one ingredient, salt. Almost undoubtedly.
Well, that is true. I mean, it's salt soup is bad for you.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Birthright Citizenship. This is the Resistance fires its first shot across the bow against President Trump, courtesy of this judge, John Coffenauer out in Seattle. Now, there's a reason why they filed there first. They filed in Seattle because this guy has a history. Even though he's a Reagan appointee, he has a history of being an open border advocate judge. So that's the reason why they judge shopped. They found the right judge in the right court, and that's the reason why they went to him.
Now, sooner or later, it ends up at the Supreme Court.
Yes.
I mean, inevitably, and it should. Because, you know, I've been talking about this for 30 years on the air, that the people are misreading this. And Grothman, Glenn Grothman says that if you examine the history of the 14th Amendment and you actually know what you're talking about, you come up with a very different interpretation than the common interpretation we see today.
That amendment was passed coming out of the Civil War. There's a reason it was passed coming out of the Civil War. Congress was afraid the Democrats would try to undermine the results of that war by forbidding former slaves from voting. And clearly that's what the amendment was supposed to deal with. It did not include anybody who just happened to show up here and have a baby and moved on.
Yeah, now, one of the things that he notes, and I think it's really important because the originalists on the Supreme Court will do this, is to just go back and read the congressional record.
Yeah.
Read the comments of, was it Trumbull?
Lyon Trumbull.
Yeah, Lyon Trumbull at the time, who was one of the guys who pushed this forward. Read what it was intended to do, and those statements are in the congressional record. They're available. The originalists will go back and read that. If they do, I think we may have a revision on what we perceive to be birthright citizenship.
I think, of course, we've talked about diplomats who come here, and they're not automatic citizens because they may give birth here, illegal aliens. But I think one of the strongest arguments is the Native Americans, because Native Americans were here before anybody else, and they weren't considered citizens, even though they may have been born here.
Well, because they actually were citizens of the res, wherever they happen to be.
The reservation or the tribal lands, right. But they 1920, or was it
23?
Yeah, 24, yeah. 23, somewhere in there. All right, Best of the Morning Drive, available each every day, WCBM.com, and on Rumble page as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So check that out. I did want to remind you that Tim Call Electric has got some incredible service and commitment to excellence, because they just recently took care of Bruce's problem. They've been out in my home as well. I had a thermostat issue, could not figure out. They helped me to figure that out.
And I have lots of problems.
Yeah, you do have lots of problems. But Tim Call
took care of it.
Tim Call was at least to solve your least problem, let's put it
yes,
that way.
Sure.
Your smallest problem. And they'll do the same for you. Make sure that your HVAC unit, whether it's forced air, whether it's a furnace, or whether it's a heat pump, whatever the case may be, is operating and giving you that heat that you need right now during these winter months, and doing it in an efficient manner so it's not costing you an arm and a leg. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or check them out online at timkylecompany.com.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
This is great. Fred says, Governor Moore is turning his free state. First it was the free state, then it was the fee state, now it's the flea state. F-L-E-E.
Yeah.
And boy, is that appropriate. Let's see, this is Jim in the Outer Banks. He says, good morning, all. Remember the luxury boat tax Maryland Democrats slapped on boat builders?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
How many companies went out of business or moved out of the state?
Virtually all of them.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, Chuck took his gravy boat to Florida.
That's right.
As a result.
653 right now. A man whose life rotates around one form of food or another.
How about the FLEA tax?
Well, you know, now that you're wearing that collar, it's not going to happen so much.
It's not?
No. And also, take care of the ticks. And
cut out?
You got the heartworm stuff for you, too.
Suddenly, I'm not hearing anything. Can
really?
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
653, Chuck Whitaker in traffic and weather. Chuck?
I thought that I'd passed away there for a minute.
You did.
Northbound 95 after Route 24, the construction that they like to do in the middle of the rush hour is underway. 76-mile marker northbound, they're blocking the right lane. Already there's a backup. If you're traveling through Harford County, you'll be in the center in the left-hand lane. It looks like right now, maybe they'll work on it for a while and then move it out of the way. We'll come back and revisit that. Nothing major on the Beltway, but the west side has filled in that stretch between Liberty Road and Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a sunny day today. Continued cold, but not as brutally cold. 34 today, the expected high. And right now, 18 in the city. Under cloudy skies, 18 in Columbia. Meade High School in Severn placed on lockdown yesterday after a 17-year-old student stabbed. Police were notified of the stabbing by an SRO. A 17-year-old boy was found in a hallway suffering from stab wounds. The Anne Arundel County Police saying that they think that the perp was also a juvenile.
We do know that more than likely they were part of the student population.
Yeah, more than likely. So you send your kids to school, and waiting to get to our Frederick County story a little later on in the show where they're hiding child gender transitions there. So they could be shot, they could be stabbed, and they could change their gender, and you may have no idea. So, again, the juvenile epidemic continues to escalate across the state of Maryland. And Vinny Schiraldi, Governor Moore's buddy, has been on the job for 2 years now, and single-handedly has pretty much, besides Jill Smith, who's now cut and run from the General Assembly, Will Smith, while he's...
You mean Jill Carter.
Jill Carter.
Yeah.
And Will Smith is the... is her counterpart over in the Senate with this Juvenile Justice Reform Act and the Child Interrogation Protection Act. But Vinny Schiraldi said last week he knows the culprit. He knows who's responsible for this juvenile crime.
For whatever reason, the media reported that it didn't happen in a case that I can't comment on.
The media! It's the media's fault. The media's making this stuff up, don't you know?
Wow.
It is the it's Fox 45. It's WCBM. It's maybe the Baltimore Democrat Party a newsletter. If there's a
how dare we talk about
How dare we report stories that are actually happening on the streets of Baltimore and in the state of Maryland? Clyde Boatwright, the FOP president, says no. There's a culture problem here.
I think it's a culture of not being held accountable.
Yeah, well, that certainly is the case. It's the case at home, the not being held accountable, by progressive politicians. Hello, Governor Moore, Mayor Scott, and the rest of the progressive supermajority Marxists down in the MGA. But he says, you know, really, this is all about accountability.
There's a cog in the system where the Department of Juvenile Services gets involved, and there's no real accountability for those that commit these offenses against other people.
Yeah. When you pass laws that basically excuse juveniles from crimes, the bigger guys, the 18, 19, 20-year-olds, then go out and recruit the 12, 13, sure. and 14-year-olds sure. to do their dirty work for them. And it does not take a criminologist, rocket scientist, to discover that concept. Hello, Governor. Are you awake this morning? Are you listening? And, of course, but Schiraldi's out there saying that... did we do the second cut? I'm sorry. I lost my place for just a second. The accountability? Okay. That's my phone. Yeah, we did. So Schiraldi lost my place in my rant. Schiraldi is saying that, no, his department is improving every day.
I think that the department I inherited was doing none of this, and we're doing more of it, and we will do even more of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So they're gonna improve. It's hard. By what metric? By what metric do you think you're improving? And here is the biggest message here is it's the media's fault. And this is something we heard from Marilyn Mosby, who, by the way, did not get a Joe Biden pardon. They always blame the media. Brandon Scott always is blaming Mackenzie Frost. You know, it's always, he always has this kind of, disgusted, sort of disappointed look when Mackenzie asks a question or when Chris Papp shows up on the doorstep of some of these people. They always want to blame the messenger. Look, we're not the ones out there committing the crimes.
Right.
We're the ones that are actually reporting coming stuff. That's, we monitor the Baltimore Police Department channels. We see what's out there. We see what's being reported, what's being said. And we report on that. And, of course, they love to blame the media.
Well, it's a habit, and they're pretty damn good at it, actually. And this is one of the skills you learn, I guess, in how to be a politician school. Lesson one, it's not your fault. Lesson two, figure out who's not in the room, blame them.
Yeah, well, is it the media that are pulling the triggers and killing these people? Are they the ones that are sneaking knives into Meade High School in Anne Arundel County? Are they the ones that are carjacking at Towson Town Center? How about the triple shooting the other day in New York? Is that the media that's doing that? Committing these? Of course not. I think it's shallow. I think it's disgusting, and it's despicable for people that call themselves leaders. Shame on you, Governor Moore. You are 82nd Airborne, and this is what you think? It passes for leadership skills? You hire this dolt and put him in charge? Shame on you.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of a key event for the pro-life movement, President Trump has pardoned nearly two dozen pro-life protesters.
On the eve of the annual March for Life, the president signed pardons for 23 people convicted and imprisoned by the Biden administration for peacefully protesting outside abortion clinics.
Many of them are elderly people. They should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this.
Pro-life groups are cheering the president's action. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The 52nd annual March for Life takes place today in Washington, featuring Vice President Vance. This year's theme is Life, Why We March. President Trump says he's not surprised by a federal judge in Seattle blocking his attempt to end birthright citizenship.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
Heralding arrival of the golden age of America, the president has addressed globalists meeting in Switzerland and addressed via video conference. Mr. Trump says his agenda will result in a more peaceful, prosperous planet, adding that his is a revolution of common sense. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will provide more than $2.5 billion in wildfire recovery aid, as heard on ABC 7 Los Angeles.
I want to thank everybody that cleared the deck. Didn't play politics with this, that recognize that people are in need.
Today, President Trump will tour the devastation in Los Angeles County, and before that, he'll visit storm-ravaged western North Carolina. Final Senate vote expected today on the nomination of Pete Hegseth to serve as Secretary of Defense. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 42 points. NASDAQ futures off 30. S&P futures 8 points lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Good morning at 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Still good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels, looking live here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both directions are clear, but most of the traffic, of course, southbound in the morning. And right now we're fine from the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. All four lanes are open. 895 looks good. Might slow just a bit around the overpass where 95 crosses over 895, but everybody's moving. JFX still clear. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Nothing major on the Beltway. You're going to be slow in Harford County. They set up this construction area, which they do all the time. Northbound 95 is slowing with a limited lane right now. Northbound after Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold starting off this Friday. The afternoon high today only hitting 34 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the west. And clear tonight with a low down to 12. Not much of a change tomorrow. Sunny day with a high in the mid-30s. Then temperatures will run closer to average on Sunday with a cloudy sky and a high headed to 42. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 11 degrees. Reisterstown right now is 17 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A fire has now reignited at the Owl recycling facility in Dundalk. This prompted an air quality alert in the area. This comes after a three-alarm fire at the facility last weekend. Fire was so intense that it caused part of the building to collapse. A new IKEA store is coming to Hunt Valley. The retailer announced it will open its new location off Schwann Road at the Hunt Valley Town Center, expected to open sometime this summer. Two men dead after separate shootings in East Baltimore. The first shooting, a 37-year-old man, was shot and killed the 2700 block of Pelham Avenue around 11:15 on Wednesday evening. And the second, a 35-year-old man, died after he was shot in the 100 block of West 25th Street shortly after 6:30 yesterday morning. And a man is now facing charges following a shooting that left another man dead in West Baltimore. Police say Joshua Austin was responsible for the December 27th killing of Tyrez Countess in the 2100 block of Druid Hill Avenue. Austin arrested Monday night when he bailed out of a vehicle the police were following in connection to a domestic-related assault and carjacking in Baltimore County. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 109, your pick 4, 7065. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity. Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barowie, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barowie today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Mark Andrews communicates with the public for the first time since the drop, saying via Instagram he was gutted by what happened on Sunday. The Ravens front office is busy at work planning for 2025.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things.
Among the issues for Eric DaCosta are 16 free agents that need to be addressed, including the left side of the offensive line, and what to do about cornerback Brandon Stevens.
And we'll have to see what happens with him. You know, he's probably going to have a chance to test the market and see what his value is.
Code 4, he will not be offered a contract, at least right away. And finally, 16 years after rookie quarterback Joe Flacco led the Ravens to the AFC title game in 2009, Jaden Daniels has done the same thing with the Commanders. And at least one sports pundit believes that Jaden Daniels can go all the way.
Do you think Jaden Daniels could win the Super Bowl?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. This brother could do it. Jaden Daniels is a different animal.
Stephen A. Smith on First Take. Jaden Daniels, if he does it, would become the first rookie quarterback in NFL history to lead his team to the Super Bowl. Coming up at 7:35, Ichiro wants to find out who didn't vote for him. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, DEI tries not to DIE. Donald Trump lectures the globalists at Davos, calls out Bank of America for debanking conservatives, and brings receipts. But our top story here for you this hour.
Great exchange between Marjorie Taylor Greene and a female reporter. I did not get the reporter's name. But the manner in which reporters handle themselves on Capitol Hill is kind of revealing, because it shows their sense of priorities completely, depending on the questions they ask and of whom they ask them. Reporter comes up to Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congressman Greene, and says, let's talk about Donald Trump's pardoning of all those horrible J6 people.
Is this all you really talking about, is the J6ers that have been pardoned?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to talk about the Biden family that got pardoned? No?
I haven't.
Okay. What about the rapers and killers and murderers that Joe Biden pardoned?
There's tons of them.
Is that a focus at all?
Well, I'm asking about J6.
I know that's what you're asking about, and that's, I'm not doing this. This insane place up here and all of y'all's obsession with January 6th is absurd. Everybody outside of here is sick and tired of it. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm calling it as it is. The people who are doing the reporting on the Hill, and who are, of course, are in sympathy with the Democrats and their talking points, they're still obsessed with the pardons that Donald Trump gave, paying no attention whatsoever to any of the pardons that Joe Biden gave to people who are, you know, murderers, rapists, horrible individuals. But after all, that's because it's Joe Biden, so we're not going to pay much attention to what he did, because the hot news is, how can we get Donald Trump?
Joe Biden pardons all these murderers and rapists and disgusting people, and then everybody up here has got their panties in a wad because J6ers got pardoned. Like people that walk through open doors. A lot of them walk through open doors. That's it. And everybody here is like, J6! Seriously.
But you've been so outspoken on this issue.
Yes, I have. J6ers. And they're pardoned.
And thank God, I hope they go live their lives and can reassemble something back together, because they have suffered enough.
Yeah, I have 3.5 years in prison, some of them without any charges, many of them in solitary confinement for whatever the infringement was. This is longer than most hardened criminals get in this society. But after all, there was a political point that had to be made here. And Marjorie Taylor Greene actually puts the coda on the final note here.
Go to a story on the Antifa BLM people that never served time. Over 95% of them. Seriously. Think about that. And go do a story on these cities that BLM burned to the ground and they never built back. They raised all that money on Act Blue and they never built those communities back.
Yeah. And of course, the reporter was chastised after that.
You know, they locked a lot of people up just for being inside the building. They locked a lot of people up for being inside the geofencing perimeter.
Yeah.
That they were outside the building. They didn't do anything inside the building, but they locked them up anyway. Then when they charged them with an Enron. They went and fished for charges that did not even apply. The Supreme Court had to strike that down. And then these enhanced sentences. Enhanced charges that they did. This was an egregious, extreme abuse of government power. And that's the reason why that they were pardoned.
Donald Trump was asked about this same issue. You'll hear from him coming up later on this half hour on the J6ers. Right now it's 713. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a quick check through Annapolis. Still fine. Coming through Route 8 onto the bridge westbound. Most of the traffic early this morning, of course, westbound side. And you're clear through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, over towards Rowe Boulevard and over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. 97 southbound. A little cloud cover this morning again, so we won't be fighting the bright sunshine for right now. And that pace at Route 32 southbound on I-97 is still good. Beltway here at Hartford Road looks fine. The inner loop at Green Spring. The west side has some brake lights now in the area between I-70 and Frederick Road. Southwest side of the Beltway looks good. Coming up from I-97 towards the BW Parkway. We're slow on 95 in Harford County. They have the morning construction setting up. It's northbound after Route 24 and is taking up at least the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It's going to warm up this weekend. Sunny today, 34 for the high, 12 tonight, but then tomorrow, 35 and sunshine. Saturday, clouds move in, but warms up to 42. Right now, 18 in Bel Air, 17 in Glen Burnie. Time for our Mega Movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
So we're keeping score as of this moment. 460 criminal illegal aliens have been rounded up and detained and will be deported by the Trump administration on day five of the Trump 47 agenda. Trump told globalists at Davos yesterday at the World Economic Forum, they're right to their faces, that America is back, that climate agendas have been scrapped, the Paris Accord terminated, and that high tariffs will be imposed if they don't treat America fairly. Right to their faces. That's what I love about this guy. He doesn't hide behind anything. He goes right in their face and says, I'm going to do this, this, and this. He did react to the judge yesterday that called his executive order to end birthright citizenship blatantly unconstitutional.
Mr. President, a U.S. judge temporarily blocked the birthright citizenship order. Do you have any reaction?
No, obviously we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
Mr. President,
I got to tell you, in four days of the Trump administration, there's been more transparency, more media access, more questions asked and answered than in 4 years of the Biden regime. I mean, it's just amazing the energy that this man has and the commitment that he brings to being transparent to get things done. For instance, he was asked about, what are you going to do about inflation here in the United States?
Bring the cost down.
The biggest thing and factor for inflation is energy. They screwed up my energy policy. And then they went back to it. You know, they hurt it really badly. And then they went back to it and they started drilling more. But by that time, it was too late. Many of these things that we're signing and that Doug Burgum is going to be signing and Chris Wright, who's phenomenal, and, you know, Energy, Department of Energy. We're going to be taking a lot. We're going to make a lot of money from energy. We have more than anybody else. We're going to make a lot of money from energy.
He declared a national emergency on energy. He opened up Alaska, including Anwar. Yep. He's done a lot of things now, completely wiping out the Joe Biden climate change nonsense. Fossil fuels, that's what's powered this country for hundreds of years, and it's going to have to power it going forward until we find a viable alternative.
I love how he told the folks in Davos, these are the better of us. He told them, look, we are long on natural gas, and we're going to be using it. We're going to be shipping it everywhere,
right?
And you're not going to force us into electric vehicles, despite your wishes. We have all kinds of energy. We can supply the world. We are going to be a net exporter again. And just put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, it was great. Saudi Crown Prince has vowed to invest $600 billion in the United States in the next 4 years. So, again, will President Trump make the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia his first foreign trip? We'll have to wait and see on that. And finally, President Trump signed executive orders to declassify the JFK, RFK, MLK assassination files.
Lastly, sir, we have an executive order ordering the declassification of files relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for a long, for years, for decades. And everything will be revealed.
Everything will be revealed.
Okay. Give that to RFK Jr.
Yes, sir.
Love it. Okay. Okay. Thank you,
Mr. President.
And he gave the pen that he signed. He says, give this to RFK Jr.
Yeah, not since day one have I believed that the Kennedy assassination was just Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did at this point. The Senate has confirmed John Ratcliffe as Trump's CIA director, making the second Trump cabinet approvals. Senate advanced the Hegseth nomination despite no votes. Now, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, can someone please primary these two individuals? Collins and Murkowski are, you know, flies in the ointment here. Absolutely. President Trump pardoned pro-life activists jailed by the Biden regime for peacefully protesting at abortion clinics. 21, including pro-life activists, including Beverly Williams, out now, out of the gulags. Trump's incoming Secret Service Director Sean Curran cleaning house on his first day in new role. Up to 10 senior leadership officials in the U.S. Secret Service will be ousted as a result, as they should. Trump also revoked former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, his security detail, despite the alleged threats from Iran, as well as John Bolton's Secret Service detail was also removed. And finally, Congressman Andy Ogles of Tennessee introduced a measure days after Trump was sworn in to amend the Constitution to allow Trump to serve a third term. That's a heavy lift.
By the way, when it comes to Bolton, there was bad news, good news for him. The bad news was he had his security clearance yanked. But the good news is that Donald Trump has named him as the replacement of walrus in the National Zoo.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Day four. I mean, four full days. And look what all that's happened in just four full days of the Trump 47 agenda, the new golden age of America.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
All right, we've had some winter weather with snow and ice and sub-freezing temperatures. And right now is a really crucial time for your roof, because as things warm up, and they will this weekend, the thaw begins. And as you know, when stuff freezes, it contracts. And when it thaws, it expands. And that means that your roof is going to do the same. So that causes damage along your soffits and your eaves and your shingles, etc. It can cause some damage. You want to make sure that you get out there and check that roof. Don't do it yourself. Call our good friends at Wallace Roofing. They've been in business over 90 years, and they specialize in all kinds of roofs. You know, steep roofs, flat roofs, commercial, residential, A-frames, you name it. They can come out and check out your roof, skylights, gutters, downspouts, Wallace Roofing. Have them come out, inspect your roof, and see if it needs repair or if it needs replacement, especially if it's 15, 20, 25 years or older. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Get ready for WCBM Stake of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services, January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey. Chuck has spent some time in for the spinning wheel.
He has?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves to play food roulette.
Food roulette.
Yes.
I still want the wheel of meat.
The wheel of meat.
I want to do the wheel of meat.
Well, you can do it. Yeah. You can do the home version.
Spin your meat.
Got a big roulette wheel in here.
You better not go outside, though, because things happen when you go outside this time of year.
Get a big roulette wheel, and you can have, like, bologna. You can have sirloin steak. It's the wheel of meat. People can compete for the wheel. Right. I just want to do it.
Okay. I was actually spinning wheel with trying to make hair for Sean.
You know? That's a spinning weave.
That's what I said.
Mr. Ray.
I thought it said wheel.
Is it Mr. Ray's hair wheel? Is that what it was?
Mr. Ray's.
Yes.
Cold Spring Lane in Hinesville.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Our whole lives have changed.
Yes.
I know all the spots. 95 North, Harford County, Route 24. Construction. Come on, man. You know, we talked about this.
Come on, man.
Do this down the
chopper. Come on, man.
You can't do construction on an interstate at 7 o'clock in the morning. What the hell is wrong here, you know? You just can't. Traffic's trying to go north, get up to the Tidings Bridge, and you have it, limited down to a couple of lanes at exit 76. Why? I don't know. Nobody can ever give me the straight answer as why they have to do it now. But either way, you're backed up at least a mile on the northbound side. Nothing major on the JFX. Just look, Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. It's running okay into the ramps downtown. Still clear, a little more traffic, but the lanes are open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunny today, 34, overnight clear with a low around 12. It is going to warm up Saturday and then on Sunday. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 19 in Millersville, 19 in Dundalk. Headlined in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter this morning, Maryland Democrats push bill to raise minimum wage to $20 an hour. Republicans say it's dead on arrival.
Yeah.
How are you going to kill it?
You don't have the votes.
You don't have the votes. You can't. This is what I'm talking about. You know, the empty rhetoric on the part of the Maryland GOP. There are other ways that you can bring your argument to the table, but you're powerless to stop it. Yeah.
Donald Trump was asked, I think it was with Sean Hannity the other day, why release the J6ers? I mean, this was obviously this reporter was on Marjorie Taylor Greene. She had to talk about the J6ers, Well, Donald Trump was asked that question. Why release them?
They were in there for 3.5 years, a long time, and in many solitary confinement, treated like nobody's ever been treated so badly. They were treated like the worst criminals in history. And you know what they were there for? They were protesting the vote because they knew the election was rigged and they were protesting the vote. And that should be allowed to protest a vote.
Now, as Sean said earlier this half hour, it was all the enhancements they decided to lay on these people. You know, you walked into the Capitol. We're going to also get you for jaywalking. Everything. We're going to toss the book at you. So it was minimum crimes, maximum sentence.
These people have served horribly a long time. It would be very, very cumbersome to go and look. You know how many people are talking about? 1,500 people. Almost all of them are... should not have been, this should not have happened. And the other thing is this, some of those people were the police, true, but they were very minor incidents, okay? You know, they get built up by that couple of fake guys that are on CNN all the time. They were very minor incidents, and it was time.
I do not have the numbers in front of me, but one would think that 3.5 years confinement for shoving a police officer, I don't recommend doing it. Matter of fact, it's a bad thing to do. However, 3.5 years might be more than the usual penalty would be. And that's the kind of stuff Donald Trump was talking about. That, of course. And how about equal treatment under the law?
You have murderers in Philadelphia. You have murderers in Los Angeles that don't even get any time. They don't even collect them. And they know they're there to be collected. And then they go on television and act holier than thou about this one or that one. You had 1,500 people that suffered. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, 1,500 people, and he has said, you're released. And those people who were violent, well, he's going to pause and make sure that they're okay to release or see what other kind of action can and should be taken against them. But he points out that even right before the election, Sean, they were still looking for more people to toss in the gulag.
You know, they were looking for new people 2 weeks ago. They were looking, wait a minute, they were looking to charge new people. They have a woman who's 76 years old that they said was made a statement that was a little bit out of line years after the fact. This was a political hoax.
Yeah.
Remember, it just wasn't the J6ers, and they got the brunt of the weaponization. But it was parents at school board meetings.
Yep.
It was traditional Catholics. It was Christians. It was evangelicals. It was pro-lifers who were tossed in gulags, and they threw away the key. They weaponized the entire Justice Department. And there's going to be a day of reckoning. I don't know when it's going to come. But first, we've got to get Pam Bondi out of the hold that Chris Murphy has put on her.
Yeah.
I think it's Murphy.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but I think it's Murphy. I think he's the attack dog now for the Senate Democrats. So we'll get into that, and as well some of the other the DHS target list that I've uncovered coming up in just a second. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman. We talked with Stephen yesterday, and incredible stories about helping people that have been involved in serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And what often is the case is that if your car is totaled, that means it's not worth fixing or repairing from the insurance company. Then you get what's called a diminution of value. And a lot of places, a lot of law firms, personal injury firms, they don't want to touch that because there's no money in it for them. But Michael will make sure that you get that diminution of value as part of your claim, as part of your case, so you're able to go out and replace that vehicle, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And many places won't even do that. But that's just one of many things that Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman do at the law firm of Michael A. Friedman, that diminution of value. And also put your recovery priority number one. So check them out online. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years at maflaw.com. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. 17-year-old boy is hospitalized in serious but stable condition after a stabbing took place at Meade High School in Severn. Police say this happened yesterday morning. Results are the school that it resulted in the school being placed on lockdown. Police still searching for the suspect. The cause of a house fire in Dundalk that claimed the life of an elderly woman was due to a faulty extension cord. That's according to fire investigators who have ruled Wednesday's fire at a home along the 1800 block of Marshall Road as accidental. Victim has been identified as 74-year-old Janet Pereira. Baltimore Gas and Electric customers can expect to see a slight increase in their utility bills beginning next month. This comes after the Maryland Public Service Commission approved a BGE proposal to allocate gas supply costs among customers. The average customer bill will increase by about 30 cents per month, according to the utility company. Maryland, one of the most expensive states in which to buy gasoline. That's according to AAA, and reporting a statewide average of $3.35 for regular unleaded. Prices are the same in Washington County. Well, it's a bit higher. Anne Arundel County, Pennsylvania, Illinois, California, and Maryland among the highest states for regular. And a fire reignited at the Owl Recycling Facility in Dundalk yesterday. This prompted an air quality alert for the area. This comes after a three-alarm fire at the facility just last weekend. Fire was so intense that it caused part of the building to collapse. Coming up at 7:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet art supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Lottery number from last night, your pick 3 was 109, your pick 4, 7065, and now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're heading down 29 and you're south of Maple Lawn, which is at 216, you're going into Burtonsville, there's a report of an accident there on 29 south before you get to the ramp area at 198. So it looks like it's after the Patuxent River, but there may be some impact there. Just looked at the camera, 216, it's not backed up there, but after that and after you cross the river, there may be some impact in that area. Back down looking at both the harbor tunnels, all is well, 95 and 895 with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold starting off this Friday. The afternoon high today only hitting 34 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the west, and clear tonight with a low down to 12. Not much of a change tomorrow. Sunny day with a high in the mid-30s. Then temperatures will run closer to average on Sunday with a cloudy sky and a high headed to 42. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting line of questioning at the Ravens' season-ending press conference on Wednesday with Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh at the mic. The subject of Kyle Hamilton came up, and the question posed to DaCosta was, is the plan moving forward to have Kyle stay back there, or would they like to have him move back up to the line of scrimmage?
You know, if we can add another safety, you know, obviously it would be really good for us. It gives us that, you know, multiplicity on defense and the ability to do a lot of different things. Kyle becomes that sort of jackknife again.
And it was interesting to note, and DaCosta said this, that actually before the press conference he was looking at a safety in the college ranks on tape. Meanwhile, John Harbaugh was asked a little bit later what the status of defensive consultant Dean Pease was for next year.
And he's interested in continuing in some sort of a role. I do think, you know, he's at that stage of his life where it's probably not going to be that full-time thing like he did the second half of the season.
Pease, of course, making a big difference for the defense down the stretch. Maryland basketball started a two-game road swing last night, taking on number 17 Illinois in Champaign, and the Twin Towers delivered.
Away to Johnson down low, and Reese blocked it away.
Just held his ground, stayed vertical. And look at the mismatch now if they want it with Reese in the lane.
And here's Hummerhouse on him. It's a high-low pass from Queen. Reese gives it a life raft and scores.
Call on FS1, and that was some big boy basketball last night. 52 points in all, 27 for Reese, 25 for Queen. The Terps win their first true road game of the year, 91-70, the final over the Fighting Illini. Meanwhile, on the ice, no road woes for the Cats.
Veneers rolls it on around to Kako. He absorbs the hit from Ethan Frank, who made the strip. Frank's in alone. Ethan Frank, forehand, pad save, rebound. He scores! Ethan Frank!
Coast to coast, Joe Beninati with the call, a monumental 3-0 Caps over the Kraken. Ovi had an empty netter for number 875, and Charlie Lindgren comes off the IR and pitches the shutout, turns aside 22 shots. And finally, who's the guy who didn't vote Ichiro into the Hall of Fame? Well, we'll never know, because it's the baseball writer's policy not to give out that information. But Ichiro wants to know and would like to have a drink with the guy and maybe even find out what he's smoking. Ichiro, with over 4,300 hits when you combine his MLB totals with his Japanese totals, the greatest hitter of our generation, got 393 of 394 votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Here's his quote. I would like to invite him over. This was in Japanese, by the way. I would like to invite him over to my house. We'll have a drink together, and we'll have a good chat. Okay. Time now is 7:35. When we return, is this actually the second coming?
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Okay, so this I saw on social media, and then I looked it up to make sure that it was accurate, and it is, okay? And I asked this to Bruce, by the way, on another issue last week when you were gone, Sean. Sean, do you believe, like, in sports karma and numerology and things like that? You know, like the Ravens, every 12 years, the Ravens have a quarterback who's 28 years old that leads them to the Super Bowl. That happened with Dilfer, that happened with Flacco.
No, I don't believe
okay.
in that.
Okay, listen to this. This may change your mind.
Yes.
Okay. Verified this to be true. Babe Ruth, Shohei Ohtani. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Babe at the plate. 159 home runs in his first 674 games. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shohei, 160 home runs in his first 674 games. Babe at the on the mound, 35-18 in his first 455 innings pitched. Shohei, 35-19 in his first 455 innings pitched. What do you think?
I think they're remarkably great hitters.
And that's it.
Yeah. That's it.
I think you're imbibing out of the Babe Ruth Stein again.
I think this is manufactured by sportscasters and sports writers.
It's too irresistible,
okay,
Sean.
It is. I understand. Yeah. It's clickbait for you guys, but I just think it's
for us guys.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's true.
You don't have any clickbait.
Yes,
you don't have 3 hours of clickbait.
We have some clickbait here. It's Chuck Whitaker. That's our clickbait.
It's too irresistible,
it
Sean.
Is. I get it. I know. I get it.
All right.
But I used to believe that.
Super irresistible.
And the reason why I got off that train is because he used to say every, I can't remember what it was, every time a Republican won or something, that the Redskins would win.
Right. You know,
And then they got blown up. Eventually, the pattern gets blown up, and it kind of disproves it all.
So you're saying basically the Redskins will not win this year?
I'm saying that the Redskins have a very good chance to win this year.
I'm saying the Redskins.
But a Republican got elected.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think the whole thing. The pattern was broken years ago.
I see.
Yeah. But he's not a traditional Republican, so that's why.
You guys done yet? Or?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you very much.
You done yet?
7:39.
No, not until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, stick a fork in us. Yesterday, President Trump went into the lion's den in Davos with the global Marxists and said to their face what they needed to hear. But he also had some messages from American companies as well. You know, like Bank of America. Now, I don't bank there. Probably never will, for a number of reasons. This is one of them. Here is Trump calling out the Bank of America.
And by the way, speaking of you, and you've done a fantastic job, but I hope you start opening your bank to conservatives, because many conservatives complain that the banks are not allowing them to do business within the bank, and that included a place called Bank of America. This they don't take conservative business. And I don't know if the regulators mandated that because of Biden or what, but you and Jamie and everybody, I hope you're going to open your banks to conservatives, because what you're doing is wrong.
Right to the face.
Yeah.
Right to the CEO of Bank of America. Later on in the day, Bank of America issued a statement saying that we do not, we're not partial to one political ideology or the other, that we don't debank people based on their faith or their political beliefs or whatever the case may be.
Observably aligned.
And that led John Eastman, who we just had on the show not too long ago, the constitutional lawyer who was disbarred in California and debanked by BOA, bring in the receipts. First, he offered this letter that he posted on his X account from the Bank of America to John Eastman. Quote, "We've made the decision to close your personal checking savings account," to both John and his wife, Elizabeth Eastman. No indication as to why. And then all the things they needed to do get ready for that closure of their account.
Were they in default?
No.
They had a lot of bounced checks.
In fact, Eastman said, "So why, pray tell, did you cancel my and my wife's accounts after I had been a customer for nearly 40 years? And why did you refuse to tell me why?" And then he offered the cancellation letter and this voicemail.
"If you have recently received a letter stating your account or accounts are being closed, the reason for this is that Bank of America made a business decision to close the account, and or we have determined you're operating in a business type we have chosen not to service at Bank of America. It is a Bank of America policy that we do not provide any additional information regarding our decision to close an account, and the decision to close the account will not be reconsidered."
Oh, wait a minute now. Business type. What business is he in? Are there others who still have their accounts there in similar businesses?
This was a personal checking account he and his wife had. They were not doing...
Not a business account.
Not a business account. They weren't conducting any business out of the account. It was a personal checking account. So, again, I think they're playing fast and loose with the truth. I do want to point out that Bank of America gave the FBI a list of customers who made transactions in the days on and around J6 2021 during the Capitol rally. They also provided the FBI with the records of customers that purchased firearms with the bank's credit and debit cards without a warrant.
Yeah, so much for confidentiality.
We know this because of an FBI whistleblower. So if you bank with Bank of America, I'm just offering that information for your consideration.
About 60 seconds from right now, choose your fake news. First, though, traffic weather on the threes, our traffic person, man, thing, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, I-97. Ooh, good speeds here this morning. Very nice. Moving south from Route 32 and the split down to 178 towards Annapolis. Everybody northbound is clear. Everybody through Annapolis looks good. Both sides of 50 from the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point through the ramps at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. Just a reminder, if you're going south to Montgomery County on 29, there's a report of an accident after the river and before Burtonsville, before you get to 198. The data is showing a little bit of a backup now southbound, but I still don't see it after Maple Lawn. The backup is not quite there back to the river, but you may have some impact after that. Beltway locally, I had a few slowdowns, nothing major. JFX was still running fine between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. You better do it today. Checking your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. And get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Carson just texted me and said, this just in, Donald Trump is calling the Bank of America the Bank of Mexico. Weather Channel says, sunny, 34 today, tonight clear, and a low around 12. It's going to warm up over the weekend. Right now it's 18, and maybe a few snow flurries in the next hour in Reisterstown, 19 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You are the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirts and a coffee mug for you if you correctly identify the fake news story. Our contestant is Steve in New Windsor.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gentlemen and lady and Chuckles, the traffic clown.
My man. What's happening in New Windsor? It's getting ready to snow there, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
It's a little dark. I'm looking at the camera out
for
that
some
way.
Reason. It just reminds me of a character of Mary Tyler Moore, Chuckles the Traffic Clown.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
All right, Steve, you want to go first, second, third?
Like this clown to put this big red shoe up or whatever.
Well,
Steve, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
You know, many months ago, I came in and I went behind Chuckles and I won $22.
Wow.
I'll stay behind him.
All right. You should stay behind him. Preferably with a
place to be.
Preferably with
that.
A shovel. All right, here we go.
I had Taco Bell last night. You better get out of here.
Story number one. Davos 2025, now celebrating the neo-paganist movement. At the recent Davos meeting, World Economic Forum, they're advocating giving personhood to forests, rivers, valleys and streams in the name of climate change. Mm-hmm. Story two, a lawyer for the ACLU in an effort to erase women has developed a new term for biological women. From here on out, he says women should now be referred to as non-transgender women. And story three, the next couple of Olympic Games in 26 and 28, there will be no ammunition, live ammunition used in sporting shooting events. The IOC has made the decision to not engage with the use of live ammunition. Instead, optic rifles will be used for those Olympic Games. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
Oh. Again, these are all possible.
What's that sound?
Confusion, what's that? Frustration, exasperation.
Did somebody burp?
Yes. I guess I'm going to go with three.
Kristen,
but again,
goes,
they're all probable.
Kristen goes for number three, the optic rifles at the Olympic events. Bruce.
Yeah, I keep thinking of the guy, I can't remember where he was from, some Eastern European country, who showed up with his own handgun and casually went to the line and shot. What are you going to do, hand him a brand new weapon he's never shot with before? No, I think that's fake news.
And another vote for three, Chuck?
I think if they're talking about trees with this thing, I think they got stumped. But I'm going to go...
So you're branching off from there?
I am, indeed. Thank you.
Let's get to the root of this and identify the fake news story.
Okay, leave him alone.
God, I'm sorry I said anything.
His bark is
everybody
worse than
joins
his bite.
Up. When I have the good line, everybody else wants to just tag along.
Oh, wait a minute. I have the good line because I am the man behind the map.
I'm going to take number... shut up.
I am Chuck in the box.
How do we, I'm taking number three now.
How do we tag along if we go first?
Oh, I forgot it's your show. That's right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. He's still rattled by Chuckles the Traffic Clown.
Rattled. Yeah, I'm rattled.
Chuck goes for three, and Steve in New Windsor.
Well, you know,
oh, come on, it's getting dark.
Sure.
Pick one.
I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm going to go for number one.
Oh, okay. Steve breaks from the pack and goes for number one, where Davos... and the neo-paganist movement was giving personhood to forests, rivers, valleys, and streams. Hey, Steve, that's a true story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Steve. Thanks for listening. Playing the game. Story number three. The rest of the panel got it right. That is our fake news story of the day.
Yeah. Chuck, so well done, really. We're very proud of you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I was kind of edging towards one, but I thought better of it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm glad you're impressed.
Boy, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see. Okay.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:50. 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come on the program. Wait to hear the DHS target list that they cooked up in the Biden regime. Coming up at the top of the hour, Frederick County is hiding in the public schools, hiding child gender transitions. Delegate Nino Mangione joins us on the House this morning. A little bit later on, we'll talk about Pete Hegseth getting Kavanaugh'd for his confirmation. Right now, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
I've had Tim Kyle Electric, and I've had Tim Kyle HVAC folks in my home to do work. And I got to tell you, both sides of that business are tremendous, just tremendous. The HVAC folks were there for like 13 hours straight this past Friday, making sure we had heat for the weekend. They did a great job. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it is important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather has changed. It's cold outside, man. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all of your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers. Free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come, wait till you hear what's going on in the Frederick schools. But of course, if you're the parent of a student there, you may not know because of me hiding it from you. Also on the House, Nino Mangione, Delegate Mangione, joins us at around 8:35 this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's at 7:53 on a Friday morning right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays in the construction area in Harford County, and they're still there. They're working. It's an active construction zone northbound 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker, almost a mile back up on the northbound side. After that, towards Belcamp, out to the area of the Tidings Bridge. All the lanes are open. JFX, last check, was still running just fine as that traffic comes in from the Ruxton Road area, coming down through Northern Parkway, looking at the live shot here at Old Pimlico Road, and all is well, both north and southbound on that section, with some flurries now right there at the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast says sunshine 34 today, 12 tonight, and then sunny and 35 tomorrow. Sunday, clouds move in, but it warms up to 42, maybe up into the 50s by next week. Right now, we're 24 and partly cloudy in Stevensville, 19 in Middle River.
All right. The DEI movement is dead on arrival, DOA. Donald Trump has said basically all you federal guys do away with it. I know there are some departments are trying to hide what they're doing, so they tried to cleverly rename their DEI departments. That is not going to fly. They've been caught, and yeah, indeed, DEI at the federal government level is gone. Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker of the House, says what DEI did, it started in government, but it went to industry as well. It really hurt competitiveness in private business.
it killed productivity because no longer did you want to put your very best in, because that's not how you were promoted. You were promoted by your sexuality, promoted by the color of your skin. But then it infiltrated business. We've watched it go across. So America was losing productivity throughout business. This is a major cultural change that gets us back to the heart of the core of what America is. Everybody has an opportunity, but it's based upon your own skill and merit of what you put in.
And not based upon your skin color or your gender, whether you're XX or XY. It is based on what you can bring to the job. If you bring the right set of qualities, skill set, and hard work ethic to the job, you will succeed. If you don't, they will say goodbye to you.
Now, I've always thought, whether it's affirmative action or DEI, that it's the completely wrong way to right a wrong, because let's face it, there was discrimination going on in some aspects of this country. But you should punish those that are discriminating by race or gender, and not put in programs like affirmative action and DEI, which is a form of reverse discrimination.
And it ends up with those people who are highly qualified, who happen to be qualified as well as a DEI hire, they are then thought less of because, after all, they must be a DEI hire. Now, McCarthy then said, look, one of the places we have to look is the federal workforce. It's about damn time. These people got back at their desks and began to do what they're supposed to do, which is to help the citizens of this country.
When we took the majority in the House 2 years ago, this is one of the bills we passed out of the House that Schumer actually killed in the Senate, and the president fought hard. Even in the last days before he left office, he wanted to cut a deal with the union long term so people would not have to return.
He's talking about President Biden, obviously. He wanted the people to be able to stay out kind of indefinitely and continue to get paid. Well, there's no way of really monitoring their work. There's no way of knowing if they are working. And McCarthy says, well, look at the private sector. You show up for work. Why should not the people you're paying with your tax dollars do the same?
This is what makes people so upset about government. Government should work for them. And you know what? COVID was over, so when we ended COVID, people should be back. It's providing service to the constituents. Nobody's there.
Doge. Is what we're looking at, Sean. It is time for Doge to kick in. McCarthy highlights, look, it's one of two choices here. Either we have too many employees or we have too many buildings.
Why are we spending money if half of the workforce, federal workforce, is not back at work? Do you need that larger workforce? Or do you need that asset of those buildings? Those were the assets you could actually sell, pay down the debt, and another place that America could become stronger and more efficient and more accountable.
Yet the federal government, the deep state, the swamp, will always try to save itself, Bruce. Two federal agencies now are changing the titles and programs of their DEI so that they can try to escape detection. One of those is over at the ATF, where they've changed the title of Lisa Boykin from DEI director to senior executive. Over at CPB, Customs and Border Protection, their DEI-related programs now are called Special Emphasis Programs.
Oh,
so they're trying to whitewash and sanitize their DEI labels and directors so they escape DOGE and they escape detection by the president's executive orders.
Are they so foolish to think that they're going to get away with that stuff? I mean, that's the thing. This makes them look even worse. Look, if you were hired as the DEI director of some company, find yourself another job, because your job is not for long. It's that straightforward. The federal government should be exactly the same. Find yourself another gig, because that one is not going to last. The emphasis now is on what you can do, what your qualifications are, and what your work ethic is, and not how you part your hair or with whom you choose to sleep. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the work product, period. 410-WCBM 68, if you want to weigh in on that. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates has been the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Frederick County Public Schools are being accused of hiding child gender transitions. We'll take a look at the justices taking up Maryland's parents' challenge to the Rainbow Mafia books in schools as well. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. Arnett Thomason. Washington, D.C., the epicenter of the pro-life movement today with the 52nd annual March for Life kicking off at noon.
Today's march will feature Vice President J.D. Vance just days after he and President Trump were sworn into office. Pro-life leaders will address this year's theme, Life, Why We March. Organizer Jeannie Mancini says the national event will serve as a reminder of the basic truth that every life has inherent human dignity from the start. After a noon rally on the Washington Mall, participants will march to the Capitol Building and Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On the eve of the march, President Trump pardoned nearly two dozen pro-life activists. They had been prosecuted, some of them put in jail, by the Biden Department of Justice.
23 people were prosecuted. They should not have been prosecuted. Many of them are elderly people. They should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this.
Addressing globalists meeting in Davos, Switzerland, Mr. Trump promises that foreign companies will not face economic penalties if they manufacture their goods in the USA.
If you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply you will have to pay a tariff.
Mr. Trump says under his stewardship, America is entering its golden age. The president about to embark on a visit to Western North Carolina and Southern California. He will tour the storm devastation in Western North Carolina and the wildfire disaster in Los Angeles County. Mr. Trump threatens to withhold disaster aid to California if it doesn't improve water management practices. And the president says there will be an appeal of a judge's ruling blocking his bid to put an end to birthright citizenship. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 123 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, we talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Bible.
8:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Light snow on the Beltway right here at Green Spring Avenue. Not doing anything to the roadway, but some flurries kind of moving around. So it's right there. We saw some snow as well on the JFX near the city-county line. So some areas getting a little snow falling through the area. There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It's right at the line, Prince George's Montgomery County line, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway near the ramp at Route 1. So that could impact us now for the traffic moving south from Cherry Hill Road, trying to get onto the Beltway, headed over towards College Park. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Clear and cold starting off this Friday. The afternoon high today only hitting 34 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the west, and clear tonight with a low down to 12. Not much of a change tomorrow. Sunny day with a high in the mid-30s. Then temperatures will run closer to average on Sunday with a cloudy sky and a high headed to 42. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Right on Middle River has 17 degrees. Reisterstown also 17 on Talk Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Two men dead after separate shootings in East Baltimore. The first shooting, 37-year-old man shot and killed the 2700 block of Pelham Avenue around 11:15. And that was on Wednesday evening. The second, 36-year-old man died after he was shot in the 100 block of West 25th shortly after 6:30 yesterday morning. A man is facing charges following a shooting that left another man dead in West Baltimore. Police say Joshua Austin was responsible for the December 27th killing of Tyrez Countess on the 2100 block of Druid Hill Avenue. Austin arrested Monday night when he bailed out of a vehicle the police were following in connection with a domestic-related assault and carjacking in Baltimore County. There's been a spike in cold-related deaths in Maryland in the recent weeks. The state's health department reports 12 additional deaths related to the cold weather, bringing the winter season total to 24. Eight of those reported in the week ending on January 18th, the other four for the previous week. The two dozen cold-related deaths so far this year compares to a total of 70 during all of last year. A 17-year-old boy is hospitalized in serious but stable condition after a stabbing at a high school in Severn. Police say this happened yesterday morning at Meade High School. This resulted in the school being placed on lockdown. Police still searching for the suspect. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3109, your pick 4-7065. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that a new annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's not been talked about lately, but do you bring in a kicker to legitimately compete with Justin Tucker next year? Ravens GM Eric DaCosta was asked that the other day.
We'll have those discussions, but I think, you know, I have every expectation that Justin's going to be a great kicker for us next year and moving forward.
It's interesting he even offered that they'll have those discussions to the media. Elsewhere, Liam Cohen is the new head coach of the Jags after initially turning down the job earlier in the week. At least three teams, the Cowboys, the Saints, and the Raiders, still looking. Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken still available. College basketball, Maryland gets 52 from its Baltimore contingent last night, 27 from Julian Reese, 25 from Derek Queen. They blow out Illinois on the road 91-70 in Champaign. It was the Terps' first true road win of the year. Ovi gets goal number 875, 20 away from the great one, as the Caps blank the Kraken for their sixth in a row, 3-0 the final. Caps have given up just four goals in those six. It was Charlie Lindgren back between the pipes last night, coming off IR for the first game since January 10th. And finally, in tennis news, the Australian Open down under, 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic retired from his semifinal match yesterday against Alexander Zverev because of a muscle tear in his left leg. Here's the interesting part. The capacity crowd at Rod Laver Stadium booed as they exited. Djokovic, who owes no one an apology, responded with two thumbs up. Coming up at 8:35, the evolution of baseball is complete. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM
WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Hegseth is getting Kavanaugh'd.
Yeah.
They're trying. Delegate Nino Mangione is on the House with some bills he's introduced in the Maryland General Assembly. And top story here today, it's called Policy 443 in Frederick County Public Schools. And it allows students who identify as transgender or gender nonconforming to use the restrooms and participate in the sports teams of their opposite biological sex. What it also does, it specifies that Frederick County Public School employees, meaning teachers, administrators, etc., must be trained in an overview of the legal and other implications of disclosing gender identity to parents. And again, there are a number of cases that are now being brought to the light of the public where there have been students in the Frederick County public school system who have begun to transition either to call themselves the opposite gender or name themselves or dress as such, without notifying the parents of what the children are doing in schools. A section on the policy on overnight field trips similarly prioritizes student privacy over parental notification. That, as you might imagine, has upset many parents and even doctors. One parent, a father of four children in Frederick County Public Schools and the founder of the Covenant Family Chapel, says this is a slap in the face and an insult to parents. But Dr. Kate Goonan is an internal medicine specialist who consults on the quality of care in Maryland, and she has helped to draft an alternative gender policy proposal for Frederick County Public Schools. It is recommending that the district require schools to inform and meet with parents when their child expresses a desire to identify as another gender. You know, Bruce, you would think that would be the default position.
Yeah, you think so.
But it's not under Policy 443. The alternative policy cites an extensive list of studies in Europe that found a strong majority of children with gender dysphoria return to the identity of their biological sex, once they hit puberty. Vast majority, a great body of work. There's some confusion, pre and prepubescent children, about their gender, but in most cases, that confusion is abates after puberty. Mm-hmm. So any of these transitions, especially the ones that are done with permanent surgical mutilations, well, those are irrevocable.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Goonan also said that research shows a lack of communication between children with gender dysphoria and their parents tends to increase mental health concerns. Medical intervention for children who identify as transgender, like puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, come with a variety of physical health risks as well as mental health risks. And get this, 20% of all transgender people in the country are aged 13 to 17. So one-fifth are those that are right at puberty or just post-puberty. And in Frederick County Public Schools, they're hiding these gender transitions from the parents. That's their default position, and a bunch of people would like to see that changed. I would like to see it changed as well.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Ready Johnson.
There is some slowing on the Beltway as you're going through Green Spring Avenue. A couple of minutes ago, we had some light flurries there, but that's not an impact right now. It's just heavy traffic at Green Spring. Gets better as you clear the JFX, and then eventually over towards 83. The Parkville side, at least right at Hartford Road, no problems at all. Both the inner and the outer loop are clear. The west side, that one area normally slows down. It's right there between I-70, Route 40 West, and then finally gets better as you start down the hill from Frederick Road towards Wilkins Avenue and down towards I-95. There's a new wreck in the city. Had a rescue apparently there. Hartford Road, Bonaparte Avenue. That's above North Avenue on the northeast side and south of Clifton Park. So heads up through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Well, the channel forecast, sunny today and a high of 34 tonight down to 12, and it begins to warm up into the low 40s by Sunday. Right now, mostly cloudy, 20 in Severn, 21 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it is time for us to head to the circus. Please find the big top. Enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring, because there are Democrats who still would rather we simply ignore reality and ignore what you see with your lying eyes. I have no lipstick on my collar. One of them is Ilhan Omar, who is convinced and wants to convince us that DEI improves productivity in the workplace.
It's incredibly alarming. We as a country strive to create a more equitable space for everyone. When they talk about creating a more efficient workplace, that is what DEI hires essentially do.
Really? So a DEI hire, we are supposed to believe, is hired because they increase efficiency in the workplace. Logic would say that if business wants to increase productivity in the workplace, they'll look for the most qualified individual to do that, regardless of gender or color or any other predilection. You don't need to have an official government program to do that. People want to be more efficient. Ilhan Omar, living in a fantasy world all of her own making and enjoying every single minute of it. She and her brother or her husband or whatever the relationship is in the other unusual Minnesotan family. Right now, ma'am, please get back in the clown car and get yourself out of here.
Right, along the lines of the transgender Frederick County Public Schools Policy 443, yeah. Maryland lawmakers are now considering a measure that would create a new designation of X for sex on Maryland birth certificates. The proposed Birth Certificate Modernization Act would streamline procedures for amending sex on birth certificates, licenses, and IDs, and introducing a gender-neutral designation option. It would also strengthen protections, they claim, ensuring documents do not display amendment histories. So not only would they put the X on official state documents, you wouldn't be able to go back and see if that person was, if that man was really a woman or if that woman was really a man in the past.
This is lesson one on how to screw your kids up for life, folks. I mean, and put an X on the birth certificate. I mean, let there be no definition of gender at all. Matter of fact, why even use a name? I mean, just don't give them a name at all. Let them determine what their name is, including surname. Simply say, you know, child born.
Well, whatever happened to follow the science? That's what the left has continually told us to do when they thought they were following the science in the COVID-19, the CCP virus pandemic, concerns. And they always told us follow the science. You know, but now we're following the actual science. You know, because there are only two genders, and of course President Trump's executive order reinforces that. But here in Maryland, they want to put an X on your birth certificate or on your ID or on your driver's license. So that'll be nice and confusing.
Oh, yeah.
For a number of reasons. But there you have it. That's the latest there.
And so let me pause to something. So you're a police officer and you stop someone and they have an X on their driver's license. and you think that something wrong may have happened, and they ask you to please put your hands on the hood of the car, you're a guy, and there's an X on their driver's license. Do you frisk that individual, or do you call a female police officer to frisk that individual, or do you now have a new kind of police officer, the ex-police officer?
Or better yet, what happens if you're a police officer and you pull over an individual who has an X on their driver's license, and then that person takes off, flees the police? How do you describe that person? Be on the lookout for...
A person.
A human, a transgender individual. Because Bolos always have gender and usually race. They always say, number one male. That's a black male. What are they now going to say? Be on the lookout for a number one X?
Yeah, maybe it's not a male. Maybe it's just be on the lookout for a human being breathing.
Right.
Driving a car of some description or not.
Maybe if they want to be accurate, and you want to follow the science, this is, by the way, Clarence Lamb, Democrat Marxist from that represents Anne Arundel and Howard counties that is supposing this. Maybe they just ought to put, instead of X, just make it XX or XY.
There you go. Add the extra letter.
There you go.
Yeah.
We solved it right here on the Morning
Thank
Drive.
Thank heavens. We got that taken care of.
With Casey and Elliot. You know, folks, we're always about solutions here. One of the solutions is if you're thinking about selling your home, is call this guy, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty CEO, broker, of course, selling all sorts of homes. Maryland, Pennsylvania joins us on our hotline once again. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Indeed. We're just talking earlier, but it seems like you have a solution to whatever challenge someone with a home to sell may be facing. So I remember last year, you were telling us about your Fix-It-to-Sell program.
Yeah, Sean. You know, I love that program because it allows us to bring something to the consumer that just simplifies the process of getting the home ready in order to maximize the amount of money that you can get. You know, a home that has been updated can net a seller up to 30% more money.
Okay, Vinny, I've sold a couple of homes over the course of a number of years, and I try to get the house ready, my wife and I, but I'm clueless as to whether they're doing the right thing or not. So what does the process look like for you? Are you going to go in and rehab the entire home, or is it a more targeted approach?
Yeah, Bruce, you know, I would say it's a much more targeted approach. We try to focus on what's important to a potential buyer that's going to be looking at the house. The last thing you want to do is be spending money on improvements that are not going to yield a return on your investment. So a good rule of thumb that we follow is a 2-to-1 return on your investment.
Now, you know, Vinny, I'm sure you've seen and heard of nightmare scenarios with other real estate companies that are providing these types of repair services.
Yeah, Sean, you know, it's really frustrating for us because we don't want to see anybody getting taken advantage of. We met with a customer last week that had a real estate agent that partners with a very popular national repair company. And the biggest problem that we're seeing out there is price gouging to unsuspecting customers. You know, so here's an example. So this real estate agent and their repair company were going in to do a simple carpet repair charging $6,000.
Wow.
With our Fix-It-to-Sell program, that same exact repair, $912.
Wow. Well, we know that part of your program is making sure that the customer sees fair pricing without having to do unnecessary improvements.
You know, Bruce, our Fix-It-to-Sell program provides a list of the most important improvements that you can make to maximize the amount of money that you can get out of the home. We coordinate the contractors, and the best part is you don't have to pay anything until you close. So you get the repair your home needs in order to maximize the profit, no upfront costs. So if you think you could get more money for your home by doing some improvements, you can call or text us at 410-709-7515. Or visit fixittosell.com. That's fixittosell.com and start packing.
Vinny, very good. Thanks again for all the important advice, and we'll talk to you in the next week.
Sounds great, guys. We'll see ya.
That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. Realty 410-709-7515. Make sure when you call, you told them that Sean and Bruce told you to call. Got your calls and comments coming up here in just a second.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
The new wreck in the city had injuries not too far from Clifton Park, Hartford Road, and Bonaparte Avenue. There was rescue. One was
was dispatched into that area, so it indicated they had some serious injuries there. Beltway is still slowing. I'm not sure if there's a new problem here or not, but right at Green Spring, it's really slow through there and over to the JFX, and then it clears out after that. So there may be something, even just a broken down vehicle on the inner loop, but it looks like just heavy traffic right now through there, and I'm going to check back. Yeah, it's even slow back towards Park Heights Avenue, so that's the slowdown right now through that area. The west side outer loop has had some slowing right around I-70 down to Route 40. That pace has picked up just a bit. Still slow construction, but it's not as bad as it was earlier, but you're heavy on 95 North in Harford County after the ramp at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says we start off with a few some cloud cover this morning, eventually giving way to sunshine. 34 today, cold tonight, 12, then tomorrow sunny, 35. Right now it's cloudy and 21 in Columbia and in Owings Mills. Chance of some flurries you'll see in the next hour, 21 as well. Let's go to the phones. Gary's in Kingsville.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning,
hey,
Gary.
Guys.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning. We hear an awful lot about people who were arrested regarding January the 6th who seemingly had done nothing wrong. We hear very little about those who clearly had done things wrong. I think particularly of those folks who were outside the doors of the House chamber just moments prior to Ashley Babbitt being murdered. Who were trying to destroy the doors in order to break through. Does anyone know if they were even arrested?
Yeah, I don't. One of those, it was, I think, documenting the video that we saw where Ashley got shot. I think he turned state's evidence, if I'm not mistaken. I've got to go back because he may have been undercover that day because he was there advocating, egging people on. But that's a great question, and we'll have to look and get some more research on that. Because yeah, you're right, they were. In fact, Ashley Babbitt was seen before she was fatally wounded, seen trying to restore order there, telling him not to bang on the door.
Yeah, she actually hit one guy in the face, as I recall.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. So
The dragnet was pretty thorough. I mean, if they're getting people by geo-tracking, I would imagine that those individuals, they have facial recognition, and that those individuals were snagged up.
Well, except for individuals like Ray Epps.
Right. The FBI types.
Right, the FBI types undercover that day. Thanks for the question. It's a great question. Mike in Nottingham.
Good morning, Sean and Bruce.
Morning.
I wanted to give you what I feel is an important update. I heard Tom Holman this morning say that ICE has arrested 1,300
Good.
Illegal immigrants, 1,000 of them for violent offenses. One in particular put a gun in a woman's mouth and raped her. But the other 300 were just caught up in the arrest. So Tom Holman says there's 1,300 illegal immigrants arrested by ICE, 1,000 of them violent.
Which begs the question, if they went out and got these individuals this fast, that means the Biden administration knew where they were, too.
Sure.
Yes.
And did nothing. And allowed criminal illegal aliens, the guy, that the Haitian that was cussing out Trump, praising Obama, Biden, he had 17 felony arrests.
Yeah, do me a favor, Kristen. Grab, there's a soundbite there that says Haitian illegal. If you can grab that and let us know what you have, because if you've not heard this audio, it's stunning. This guy has 17 different arrests. He was in Boston. ICE got to him yesterday. And here's what he said when they had him about to put him into the squad car.
I'm not going back to Haiti. So, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
So it's F Trump, and then thanks to Biden and Obama for everything they did for me.
Yeah, and by the way, FBI agents raided the office of a prominent judge in Rhode Island and a former illegal alien. This was an illegal alien who then went to law school and became a judge. He has now resigned his position following that raid, and four illegals were charged with targeting Joe Burrow in the NFL. Remember that gang operation?
Yep.
So they're starting to clean it up a little bit. Let's go to Michelle in Westminster.
Hey, Michelle.
Good morning, my friends. How are we doing?
We're fine. Thank you.
Well, this is a great segue into what I was calling about, and I've said on multiple occasions that these folks have been doing everything they can to inflict the most amount of pain possible, up to and including what they've done to all of our children. Now, everybody should have their testicular fortitude, now that we don't have to be afraid, and we have to call it out every time we see it. We have to ridicule them. We have to put them into the public square of who they are and what they are doing, because we cannot allow this kind of thing to rise in this country ever again, period.
Bingo.
It's sickening. Yep. It's sickening. It's ridiculous. It's anti-American. It is nothing but communism, fascism, Marxism, all the way across the board. That's the exact opposite of what this country is. And it's up to us, everyone who voted in November, who wanted the change, to keep it going. And
got said.
Yeah. On favor.
Well said, Michelle. We do have to run. We're coming up on a break, but thank you. Agree with you wholeheartedly.
Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all of your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, Delegate Nino Mangione is on the House. 8:30 News Headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. 17-year-old boy is hospitalized in serious but stable condition after being stabbed yesterday morning at Meade High School in Severn. Police say this happened resulting in the school being placed on lockdown. They're still searching for the suspect. The cause of a house fire in Dundalk claimed the life of an elderly woman due to a faulty extension cord. That is what the police have to say, or the fire department, rather. Fire investigators ruled Wednesday's fire at a home along the 1800 block of Marshall Road as accidental. Victim has been identified as 74-year-old Janet Pereira. Been quite a spike in COVID-related deaths in Maryland over the last couple of weeks. State Health Department reports 12 additional deaths related to the cold weather, bringing the winter season total to 24. It's doubled the total. 8 of the deaths were reported in the week following January 18th, and with the following 4 from the previous week. The 2 dozen cold-related deaths so far this year compared to a total of 70 during all of last year. Baltimore Gas and Electric, they can expect to see a slight increase in their utility bills beginning next month. This comes after the PSC approved a Baltimore Gas and Electric proposal to allocate gas supply costs among customers. Average customer bill will now increase by about 30 cents per month. And Maryland is one of the most expensive states in which to buy gasoline. That's according to AAA. They're reporting a statewide average of $3.35 for regular unleaded. Prices are the same in Washington County, however, a bit higher in Anne Arundel, Pennsylvania, Illinois, California, and Maryland, among the highest states for regular unleaded. 8:32 right now on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. when silence is not golden.
Pick three, letter and number, 109. Pick four, 7065. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Some leftover slowing, but nothing major now on the Beltway. The backup there is inner loop around Green Spring has gotten a little bit better over to the JFX. And even the west side now looks good between I-70 and down through the ramps at Frederick Road. There was a new minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop south of Route 50. They moved most of the vehicles to the shoulder, so not too much of a problem there right now. You're still slow in the construction area. If you're traveling in Harford County, heads up, 95 northbound construction after Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Clear and cold starting off this Friday. The afternoon high today only hitting 34 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the west. And clear tonight with a low down to 12. Not much of a change tomorrow. Sunny day with a high in the mid-30s. Then temperatures will run closer to average on Sunday with a cloudy sky and a high headed to 42. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ronnie Stanley and Kyle Van Noy have been added to the Pro Bowl roster, giving Baltimore 11 players in a game that no one wants to play in and a game that no one will watch. But for Van Noy, it'll be his first Pro Bowl in his 11-year career. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta, happy to have him here.
And so that's exciting for us to have a guy with that experience that he's had. He's played in multiple cities. He's been in multiple places. I think he really appreciates the Ravens, which is great. This is a guy that's he's played in, what, three or four teams. He loves this place.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Liam Cohen, the new head coach in Jacksonville. Three openings still left, and Todd Monken is still available. To the ice we go, where the Caps continue their roll out west.
Veneers rolls it on around to Kako. He absorbs the hit from Ethan Frank, who made the strip. Frank's in alone. Ethan Frank, forehand, pass, save, rebound. He scores! Ethan Frank!
And Joe Beninati had to call a monumental coast-to-coast for Ethan Frank. Ovi had an empty netter for number 875, and the Caps blanked the Kraken 3-0 the final. Caps have now won 6 in a row. They lead the Metro by 8, and they face the Canucks tomorrow night in Vancouver. College basketball last night, the Terps looking for their first true road win of the year, this time in Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, pass, steal, deflect, to bring it up.
Tic-tac-toe from Queen to Reese.
Jason Benetti and the great Bill Raftery had the call on FS1. Julian Reese and Derek Queen did Baltimore proud. 27 for Reese, 25 for Queen. Maryland 91, the Illini 70. Towson winning their fifth straight, 83-67 over North Carolina A&T. The Tigers are 6-1 in the CAA. And UMBC overcomes a 15-point deficit, and they beat Albany in overtime on the road. 92-87 was the final. Australian Open, Novak Djokovic retires from his semifinal match with Alexander Zverev with a muscle tear in his leg. Zverev will now face Jannik Sinner for the title. And on the women's side, does Madison Keys have another upset in her? She's faced the number one player in the world, the powerful Aryna Sabalenka, in the women's final tomorrow. And finally, I came across this on social media. Baseball, the great Bob Gibson, Hall of Fame pitcher, World Series icon. 5 years, from 1968 to 1972, 122 complete games in that five-year period. The St. Louis Cardinals as a team in the last 25 years have 117 complete games combined. Wow. What is it? Now, 8:36. We've got to do this. We've got to do Friday football pick-up. So here we go. We've got two games this week, the AFC and NFC Championship. Only one game separates the three of us.
Wow.
Bruce, you're in the lead, 51-31. Sean, you and I, 50-32.
Wow.
Here we go.
Tightening up.
Yep. Let's go Bills and Chiefs first. Sean.
Bills.
Chiefs.
I'm going Bills.
Okay.
So we'll see. Commanders and Eagles. Bruce, you first.
Eagles.
Yep.
Redskins.
I'm going Redskins too, my friend.
Wow.
And boy, and
wow.
By the way, is it Eagles or is it Eselkis? Or whatever she said.
Eskless.
I'm going for a rematch the last time the Redskins were in the Super Bowl. They beat the Bills.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Mark Rippon was the quarterback.
Yes, you're right.
Gerald Riggs was the running back,
right.
I believe.
Yeah, he was there.
Is that true?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys, that'll do it for the week.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Who is
appreciate
seated in
that.
Section 121, seat 14?
What?
Who is seated in Section 121, seat 14?
It's 837 up next.
Why?
Delegatina Maggioni is on the house.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
Hey, 38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Yesterday in the Maryland General Assembly, Delegate Nino Mangione introducing a bill to protect farmers.
We must also never forget that it is this farmland that feeds Marylanders and the farmers that feed America by providing the food that we eat.
He introduced House Bill 81. He joins us now as we go on the House. Good morning, Delegate.
Good morning, Delegate Mangione.
Sean, good morning, Bruce, and of course, happy Friday to you and the listeners, and hope you all had a great week.
We did, and but you've had a flurry of activity here of late. Let's start with House Bill 81. Is going to help compensate farmers and those that have agricultural property if their land is being seized by eminent domain. Explain.
Yeah, you're right. We in House Bill 81, and we had five bill hearings yesterday. So even though it's a slower part of the session because it's still somewhat the beginning, but we were very busy. Five hearings, including House Bill 81, the Protect Maryland Farm Act, and you know this all stems. We've talked about it. I know you guys have done a great job talking about how this NPRP project has come, especially in North Baltimore County, where I represent. And this bill is designed really to not only help protect our farmers, but kind of push back at that failed, unnecessary project. This bill provides for protections for Maryland farms if it's taken in the eminent domain process. And regretfully here, some of the most productive farmland in the entire state is now under threat by, in this case, an out-of-state company from New Jersey that wants to destroy our farming communities and their enterprises up there, especially North County. And it's all for these unneeded power lines. So what this bill is very simple, adds a 350% premium to the highest appraisal of the farmland taken by eminent domain. Because this bill is designed, Sean and Bruce, to recognize that the value of farmland, agriculture, of our farmers across Maryland, agriculture is our biggest economic driver in the state, believe it or not. And we owe it to these farmers. We owe it to these communities. And that clip is exactly right. I appreciate you playing that clip. I believe it was from Fox, Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's these farmers who feed us in Maryland, they feed the country. And at the end of the day, I think people need to realize you cannot develop rich, productive farmland overnight. So this idea of just taking farmland via eminent domain is far, and I have the most respect and we'll fight to the, you know, to the end for our property rights and for our citizens. But farmland, we are not developing new farmland. It's gone. It is gone. And it takes years and years to develop between all those processes of fertilization, maintaining productiveness for all this farmland, the crops, growing the food. We cannot afford to allow out-of-state companies to come in here and upend that.
Nino, I'm confused about something because eminent domain, I thought, was a function of government. So this would it not require that state action to force eminent domain?
So, yeah, well, the state is, it's up to the Public Service Commission to allow this project. And if this project goes through, if the energy company does not come up with a deal to sell with the actual landowners to sell the land and purchase it from them, then the process of eminent domain can come into play. And the state has allowed it. What we're saying, eminent domain is allowed. There's no doubt about that. We're not arguing that. But we're saying if it's going to come to particular farmland, that we're going to put a higher value on farmland in order to protect what farmland produces, and that, of course, the food that we eat and the fact that they're not growing any more farmland anytime soon. So that's the purpose of that bill.
You know, I see at least one Democrat's name as a co-sponsor. I'm shocked that there aren't more Democrats signing on to this.
Actually, I will say this, Sean, and yeah, Delegate Guyton, I appreciate her signing on. I will say that this opposition to the MPRP project has been very bipartisan, not just in the legislature, but in different county councils, Frederick County, the Baltimore County Council, of course, Carroll County, a great county in Carroll, all Republicans. I know Kristen likes that, your producer. But yes, there has been absolute bipartisanship, and you know, I do think there are more. Maybe they just didn't sign on, but there is plenty of support from Republicans and Democrats alike.
All right, come up next, House Bill 137, and this is the School Safety Act of 2025. We'll talk about that as we continue with Delegate Nino Mangione on the House.
8:43 right now, traffic and weather on the threes on this Friday morning. Chuck Whitaker.
And another new problem, Capitol Beltway in the last 15 minutes. Outer Loop, Connecticut Avenue, they just cleared that to the shoulder. We're still backed up and will be delayed back over to New Hampshire Avenue and back towards 95. So they're still looking at it. Eventually, you'll go around to the Mormon Temple with the lanes open. You might still have city police out with the wreck. It was a rescue at one point about 30 minutes ago on Hartford Road at Bonaparte Avenue up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says sunny. A little bit later on, we got some morning clouds, maybe a few flurries. High of 34, 12 for the low tonight. Right now, 25 and mostly cloudy in Annapolis. Maybe a few snow flurries in the city. 22 right now. Delegate Nino Mangione is on the house. Yesterday, Nino, we had Erica and Tina, two mothers in Hartford and Baltimore County, whose daughters were sexually abused by that sex offender in schools, first covered by Chris Pabst over at Fox 45. And you have a bill now, House Bill 137, that would, it's called the School Safety Act of 2025. Tell us how it would help people like Tina and Erica and other mothers and fathers protect their children in school classrooms.
So we had, I would say, a fascinating hearing yesterday on this bill in what's called the Ways and Means Committee. And to the chairwoman's credit, I mean, I think she acknowledged that there, and we don't always agree, but I thought she ran a very fair hearing. It went on for well over an hour. And I believe that she acknowledged there is a serious problem due to what happened here. I'll say this, the members of the committee were, they had their concerns, and some, absolutely, a number of them, especially Republicans, supported me. But it was some of the advocates. I just want to make sure I mention this. There are some radical advocates on behalf of those committing violent crime. Members of, some, I will say, from the law schools in Maryland, some, the ACLU. I mean, I believe it was one of the members of the ACLU that made a comment that kids make mistakes. Well, this bill is referring to Walter Martinez. Walter Martinez, brutally, he tied up, strangled, raped, and murdered Kayla Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this, Tammy Nobles, Kayla's mother, did an absolutely fantastic job testifying on behalf of her daughter. But what this bill does is it says that, and it will prohibit a student from attending school in person, remember, this is in person, who has been charged with a crime of violence. There will be alternative means, for example, virtual learning. And this is, it's really common sense. Obviously, it is vital we provide, you know, security for Maryland students. Again, common sense. And the parents must have confidence that when we send their child to a public school, that they're going to be safe. This all stems from Walter Martinez, who was allowed to attend not one, but two Maryland public schools after he was the main suspect. He was the main suspect in that brutal murder. And when the Department of Human Services was supposed to be handling this, they decided to allow him to attend the schools. And what's shocking to me is you get a list of opposition, and Department of Juvenile Services, Mr. Schiraldi, Secretary Schiraldi, who has been a total failure, he had his department write in opposition to this bill. I just find it fascinating that Juvenile Services would want to write opposition when they could have kept their mouth shut against the bill to keep individuals charged of rape and murder and violent crimes out of our schools. And a lot of the opposition comes from, they were saying, due process. We are all great believers in due process. And I'm not an attorney, but I do not see how anybody's due process would be violated if you said, well, you're under investigation and you've now been charged for this crime in Walter Martinez's case. For example, it would be murder. He was not charged. He was just a suspect. But we are saying if you're charged, then you cannot attend in person, but you will have virtual hearings. I'm sorry, virtual learning. And I just challenged yesterday. I said, I understand that there's opposition to this bill. I respect the fact that they're allowed to oppose. I do not agree whatsoever. But I just wanted to challenge anybody, any single member of the opposition, whether it's the Democrat Party, whether it's the ACLU, whether it's one of these advocate groups, radical advocate groups, I must add, to say that what happened in the case of Kayla Hamilton should ever happen again in a Maryland school. If you don't believe something's wrong here, then just come out and say it. And what happened, Sean, one of the advocates said, this system that we have in place works. It works almost every time. Well, it didn't work. The fact is, this vicious murderer was attending schools with your daughter, your granddaughter, your son's, you name it. It was absolutely a total failure, and we are trying. I don't know, I said to the committee, if this bill's the perfect bill, but we know that something needs to be done. And that yesterday, the hearing, I thought it was intense. There was, it went, it may have gone, who knows, 2 hours, but the amount of different voices that were heard, I think it was government at work and the best it's supposed to be. Now the question is, are we going to get this to the finish line? And we have an obligation. I believe this is probably the most important bill other than passing a budget that helps the taxpayers, not fleece the taxpayer anymore, I think, of this General Assembly session.
And it's House Bill 137. We'll get to some of the other bills come up because we're running short on time here in this segment, maybe next Friday. I just wanted to get your reaction to the DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi when confronted, I think, by Senator Chris West in the last week or so regarding the data on juvenile crime, is blaming the media. He says that it's the media's fault for, I guess, distorting or manipulating the statistics to make it look like there's an epidemic of juvenile crime when he says his data says there is not.
Sean, that's the most outrageous thing I've heard. And I want to add this. During the very hearing yesterday, my bill to protect students in schools, there was two suspects. Well, there's now been two suspects arrested for a stabbing that took place in Meade High School in Anne Arundel County.
Yeah.
At the same exact time I'm presenting the hearing. And there's been countless stories throughout the last year or a couple of years. But just yesterday, I mean, if you went go on any local news agency or website, there's countless stories of juvenile crime. And for the Secretary of Juvenile Services to sit there and say that it's the media manipulating this is a shame. We have called for now a number of years for him to go, and for him to write opposition, for his department to write opposition to a bill designed to keep violent criminals out of schools.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger.
And then he has the nerve to say that it's the media making it up.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. Right. The media is just passing along the message.
Nino, we'll get to some of these other bills next Friday here on the House. Thanks again. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks.
Take care, Nino.
Have a great weekend.
That's Delegate Nino Mangione with On the House. Wallace Roofing, it is time to get that roof inspected, especially as it thaws out here from the ice damage, the snow damage, the winter freezing temperatures, thawing temperatures. It can do a lot of damage to your roof, to your shingles, to your soffits, to your eaves, to your gutters, to your downspouts. Wallace Roofing has been in business over 90 years. They don't use subcontractors. They're all Wallace Roofing employees. They specialize in any and all kinds of roofs, the style of roof, and anything to do with your roof as well. They do commercial. They do residential. And the fact is they offer 0% financing as well. So call my good friends at Wallace Roofing. They fix my roof. They've done Bruce's gutters in the past at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing's MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing. Above all, a good roof.
The Rob Carson Show. We went through so much tribulation to get through this enlightenment, and there's so much good happening, and now people are investing in America. And I have no time for you if you're dour and hateful and awful, because the hillbillies, the homeboys, the Hebrews, the homemakers, the handgun owners, the Hispanics, all of us came together to save America, and that 20% or less who hates America, step out of the way, you're going to get run over.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Coming up right at the top of the hour, of course, Kim Klasick live. We'll talk with Kim in just a minute or two, find out what she has planned for the day. Rob Carson, of course, from noon till 3, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And then the afternoon continues with Sean Hannity. Of course, we are back at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Sean is taking Monday off, I do believe. He has to be, he has to be a caretaker again. For a guy, being a caretaker is a never-ending thing. We are genetically predisposed to being caretakers, and it's just kind of a genetic imperative, as it were.
And I'm taking off because tomorrow is my birthday.
Oh, that's what you're taking off.
And then Sunday, I am anticipating a Redskin victory. So there'll be
Monday, you'll be incapacitated.
There'll be a celebration. Hopefully. Keep my fingers crossed.
Stick with being a caretaker. It sounds better.
Yeah.
853, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck.
Happy birthday in advance.
Yes,
Thank you very much.
Good luck to the Redskins.
You can finally drink legally.
They're always going to be the Redskins in my eye. I don't understand what anybody says.
You're right about that, Chuck.
All right. Well, happy birthday. Hope Robin's doing better as well.
Thank you.
And 95 north is still slow here north of Route 24, Harford County. So up around the 76-mile marker, it's construction that's slowing it down. They're moving, but they're a little bit slow. So the speed reduction, you get past that up at Bell Camp, and then you're okay towards the Tidings Bridge. Beltway, good to go. Both the tunnels are clear. 95, Russell Street, 395, all the lanes open downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says, a little bit warmer today. We get started some morning clouds, then sunshine later on, 34. Tonight, however, back down to 12, meaning you won't see Kim out and about this evening. Sun and 35 tomorrow on Friday. Hey, Kim. Tropical heat wave, cloudy and 42 on Sunday. Right now, 23 in Pasadena, and it's 24 in Parkville.
Yeah, let's begin, of course, with the unofficial Kim Klasick theme song.
We don't have earthquakes, we don't have hurricanes, we don't have alligators. We don't have earthquakes, we don't have hurricanes, we don't have alligators.
At which point can I say
earthquakes,
this,
we don't have hurricanes, we don't have alligators.
Which point did you use that car? this is wild today. I'm going to keep trekking through it. I did see, for the sake of the Union dinner night, it's going to be almost 50 degrees. So it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, we're eating outside, right?
What's that?
We're eating outside.
We should see their face. What's that?
No.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night, and there's still, I think, an opportunity to get some tickets if folks want to come out. So they're available at WCBM.com. The three of us are going to be there. It's going to be a great evening of national politics, Maryland politics. Yeah. So I want to get a chance to talk some politics in an intimate setting.
Yeah. My wife is coming. You know why she's coming?
She wants
to meet Kim.
Oh, okay.
I
want
to meet her.
It has nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with, I would like to be with you, honey. No, I want to come because I want to meet Kim.
I've got lots of questions for her.
Oh, sorry.
I heard that she was actually there to be your dietary monitor.
Yeah.
Because you've been known to misbehave when she's not here.
I've been known to misbehave when she's not here.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, today is 2 years to the day where we lost three heroes in the South Stricker Street fire. And I actually texted the widow of Paul Buttram, Rachel Buttram, this morning just to say, thinking about you and your beautiful daughter. But they refiled the lawsuit that was dismissed against the city. And I want to talk to the audience about this because I do believe that the city does hold some responsibility for the fact that they ran into this vacant home on fire twice before. Nothing was marked on it. You had the fire chief that resigned after the report came out. I just think that there's something here. And so I would have talked to people about that today.
Especially since there was a program in place to mark vacant homes, and that home was not marked.
Right. So we're going to talk about that. Obviously, much more going on with the budget. This is a nightmare. It really is. And you know what? Here's a silver lining. I think that some of these districts that are considered purple districts, I think that Republicans will have a shot if a lot of this is passed. Because this is going to hit everybody.
Yeah.
I know that they're couching it as it's not going to tax the middle class. Yeah, right.
No. Only if Larry Hogan doesn't run again.
Yeah.
Will they have a shot?
Yeah, but it is. It's like set up like a pyramid scheme. And you got Wes Moore pretending like all these people are going to get all these cuts and it's going to be great and grand. This is awful.
No, we just know that they're moving money around to make it look like people are going to get a tax cut. Meanwhile, whatever tax cut, air quotes, you think you're getting is going to go right out the window in increased fees, delivery fees, et cetera, and all the other stuff they're doing.
And if all of us are getting tax cuts, those handful of people he says he's going to really tax real a lot, they're not staying here.
No.
They'll leave.
No. This whole thing with staying in Maryland 90 days, I guess, and then taxing them if they're here more than 90 days. You know, these people have a second home. Why wouldn't you just sell the home you have here and just stay wherever it is that you've got the other home? I mean, why would you stay?
And you take your business with you.
But I've talked to a lot of people about this. I mean, some people, their grandchildren are here. They want to be here for at least some part of the year, so they're near their grandchildren. They're not separated. So there's a lot of reasons why people might be here for more than 90 days or have more than. But you know what? This is America. You should be able to have two homes if you want in two different states or whatever the case may be. It's more of the tax grab mindset of the Democrat Party.
No, absolutely. So we got a lot to talk about.
Very good. Yeah. Kim Plasek is live. And warming up as we speak, right after the 9 o'clock
She'll be
news.
Warming up. She does the entire show wearing a winter coat.
The law offices of Michael A. Friedman are here for you 24/7 should you ever need them. We've got snow and ice on the roads, and it gets cold. And when all that happens, it freezes and refreezes and thaws, and it causes that black ice. And that black ice is very, very bad for motorists, and it's causing a lot of accidents, serious accidents, skyrocket in the winter. And those that are resulting in serious injury are the specialty at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So they're the best. They are. They've been doing this for 40 years. I've known Michael and Stephen and Rachel and everybody, and Marsha, all at the firm. They are the best because they've helped my family. They've helped many WCBM listeners, employees here at WCBM, and listeners as well, all through the Mid-Atlantic region. They'll help you, too. Best advice, get that insurance policy out. Make sure you have the proper coverages and protections from uninsured, underinsured, and your personal injury protection and your collision. As well, any questions, call Michael, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com.
Real briefly, Pete Hegseth made it through the first test vote to be Secretary of Defense. The question is whether the attempt to Kavanaugh him is going to work. It's scared off a couple of moderate Republicans. We'll see if it goes any further.
All right, back with you Monday at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you then.
This is the right choice for Maryland.